put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone, Schluter, the Angie app, LL Flooring, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to do to create your best home ever. So, as you look around your space, whether it's inside or out, give us a call with your questions, whether it's a project you'd like to do yourself, one you want to hire a pro, one that you'd love to do yourself if you only knew where to start, or something in between. We would love to give you a hand. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you're welcome to post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, one of the things that we have loved for many years in our family is our fire pit, because, you know, we're a little crazy for fire pits. We've used them all year long, Leslie.
I mean, that's what they're there for, to keep you cozy.
Yeah, go out there and have the fire going, enjoy a glass of wine, and shockingly, that's exactly what we do with it in the summer, too. But, I mean, whether you like to enjoy it for a glass of wine or just to do some s'mores, it's a good time of year to build one, and you can do it yourself. You really can if you just follow a few basic rules of safety. We're going to walk you through that project in just a bit.
And speaking of outdoor projects, if you've got a concrete patio that's perfectly functional, but the dreary look drags you down, well, you can give that space a facelift. We're going to share some easy options for updating your patio.
And if you're looking for flooring for a small room, we are going to share a simple trick of the trade that can make small rooms look much, much bigger. It is simple, it is effective, and you will be amazed at the results.
But first, we want to hear from you. Most importantly, guys, what are you working on? How can we lend a hand? I mean, it's June. We're like almost in summer. You've got like your toe dipping into summer. So help us help you. Give us a call. Let us know what you're working on, and we'll lend you a hand. A
couple of ways to get in touch. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leave your question. We will call you back the next time we're in the studio. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jerry in North Carolina needs some help with driveway repair. What is going on?
Well, I've lived in the home I'm currently in for 23 years, and it had just a little pebble driveway when I moved in. About 20 years ago, I had an asphalt driveway put in. And over the years, I've done some of the, you know, maintenance stuff you're supposed to have done, like slurry seal things. But probably right. I let too much time elapse between that a couple of times. And now I've been told by a professional that it's probably not fixable, but I'll get another few years out of it, but I'll have to replace it with something. So my question is, what's the best, most cost-effective, but attractive thing to put in place of an asphalt driveway?
Right. So the reason that you want to replace the asphalt driveway, is it cracked?
It's got lots of tiny cracks, but they're going to get bigger, and it's probably going to start crumbling apart in the next few years.
Okay, is it sunken in any places, or is it just the surface wear and tear and the cracking?
Yeah, it's not sunken in, no.
All right, well, look, if it's not sunken in, that means they must have done a really good job when they put it down in the first place, because you have no displacement of the driveway base itself. And if you're to tear that up and start from scratch, you know, it's going to be a pretty expensive project. The least expensive way to do this would be to add another layer of asphalt on top of it. Now, I'm not talking about just sealing the driveway, but actually putting a thin layer over what you have right now. And that's going to look like a new driveway. And because the base is solid and it's not moving, you know, sometimes we get these calls and it's sunken, it's twisted, it's broken, it's because it all settled out. But if it's relatively solid and all you're talking about is just the degradation of the surface, another layer of asphalt on top of that might be the hot ticket. It'll be the least expensive way to go, and you'll have what looks like a brand new driveway, you know, in an afternoon, essentially.
Well, that sounds awesome, because I was thinking I would have to be the one to tear it apart and get rid of it first, and then have something else to
say. We can think of other projects for you to do that same weekend if you like, but that's one you don't have to do.
All right. Well, that's great. I will look into having that quoted.
All right, good. And remember, when you talk to these contractors, a lot of them will try to talk you into a bigger project than you need, but if it's structurally sound, I think that's really all you do need to do.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Noel is joining us with a question about siding. What's going on, Noel?
When we built our home, we finished the exterior with the Masonite. It's a horizontal lap siding.
Yep.
Wherever the strips are joined, the expansion and contraction is pretty severe. In fact, I have a couple areas where it expands, or I guess it would be contracting at that time. I don't know. But it has a really big gap. And I can even see into the Tyvek.
Oh, yeah, it's pulled complete. Yep. Uh-huh.
Is there something I could do? Is there some sort of a filler that I could put in there to keep that from happening?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that you have a hardboard siding. When I was a home inspector and I would come across the house that would have that material, I used to tell my client, it'll be fine as long as you paint it every day before you go to work, because it's really not a very durable siding product. So what typically happens is it gets nailed on, almost over-nailed, where if that exterior surface of the hardboard is pierced, you'll find that water will swell up in there and it'll start to get very weak and worn. So you do need to keep it watertight. That's really important. Now, with these gaps, you know, look, I think you probably could use a silicone caulk in a place like that that would have good expansion and contraction capabilities to try to seal it.
I tried that. In fact, I went to the depot and I said, what's your best exterior caulking? And it still would pull apart and separate.
How many pieces are we talking about? How many of these gaps are we seeing?
It's west facing, and so the Arizona sun beats really hard on that side. Probably there's four or five areas where the gaps are just very noticeable.
All right, so here's an idea, and I will put this under the category of a hack. In other words, I just came up with this, so it might be great, it may not be. But I'm thinking that if you were to put something over that gap that could expand and contract with the siding, then that might solve it. So what I'm thinking is, if you were to take a piece of flashing, say aluminum flashing, and you were to sort of cut it to be a little bit deeper than the siding, so that in effect what it would do is you would slide it up under the siding piece above and then over that gap. And I would only nail it on one side.
Uh-huh.
So that now you have a piece that can ride with the siding gap opening and closing. And if you painted the siding when you were done, so everything was painted the same color, I don't think it would be all that noticeable. And it would definitely give you the weather protection you're looking for. You follow me?
I kind of follow you, but if I'm going to slide that metal, that flashing under, I slide it underneath the overlap?
The piece above, right. So you'd probably take a flat bar, slip it up there. You just pry it off just a little bit.
What about the nails that are holding it right there?
Well, you mean with the piece that's in already? You need to go up there, you know, half inch. And if you hit a nail, you could just snip the siding right around that if you had to.
Or you could
cut the nail. I've taken jobs like that. I'll take a hacksaw and slide it up between the siding and just cut the nail, keeping it flat to the siding so that it's not in my way anymore. And I'll put another one in above it somewhere. But if you get that up in that place and secure it, but you understand what I'm saying? Like only hold it on one side. Because if you try to hold it on two sides and it wants to contract, it's going to buckle. We don't want that to happen. We want it to ride over that gap. So as the siding expands, it'll pull one way, and as it contracts, it pulls the other way. You know, it's similar to what you do with chimney flashing. With chimney flashing, you have flashing and counter flashing, and they're not connected, but one overlaps the other so that the chimney can move separate from the roof. And that's kind of what I'm suggesting here. It's like a counter flashing that if you paint everything the same color, and you could maybe caulk and lightly nail that piece on, say, one side of it. You could use an adhesive caulk to seal it to the siding and then paint the whole thing. I think it would work well.
Okay, I'll try that. That sounds like a good idea.
Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you, thank you. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're in June now, so I can say it's summer officially?
I think so. I mean, I think technically you might have a week or so, but I'm going to go with it.
Okay, I'm going with it. It's summer, guys. Let's get out in the yard. What are you working on? Are you making your deck and backyard such a fantastic oasis? Well, let us lend you a hand. So reach out with your DIY questions at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And still to come, we've got step-by-step tips on how to build a fire pit in your own backyard when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warning to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paved patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we all know it, guys. Taking care of a home, you know, it's really a mix of a bunch of things. Love, pride, don't forget the heart-stopping fear. I mean, we all know how that works with the house. But seriously, guys, join us on the Money Pit podcast. We promise to help you plan, save you some money, and spare you from those snafus.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Krista in Vermont is on the line and is dealing with some very low water pressure. Tell us what's going on.
I bought my house about a year ago, and I'm on a shared well with my two other neighbors. And they both have great water pressure, but we have really awful water pressure. Like, it takes 3 hours for the washing machine to run. We can't use our garden hose. And we've had some plumbers come take a look, and they said that there must be some kind of restriction in the water pipe since the other neighbors both have really great water pressure.
This is not well water. You're on street water?
We're on well water.
We're on well water. And the well serves all the neighbors?
Yeah, it serves the two neighbors that live north of us.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're right that there could be a restriction. The restriction could be a valve that's partially closed. It may look open, but maybe it's really closed. It could be if you have old pipes. Do you have old pipes there? How old is the house?
Yeah, it's from 54.
You know, old yeah, plumbing is like, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s with its steel pipes. So 54 is going to be copper and decent quality copper. So here's what I would do. I would start testing that water pressure at different points. If you can test it close to where it comes into the house, that'd be the first place to check it. They may have to put a tap in the pipe to do that, like an extra little valve, to do that. But I would start checking it at different points and see if we can kind of narrow down where the restriction is.
Okay.
You have to do a little detective work here. You're going to find that at some point that's restricted. Could be the main water valve if you've got one. Sometimes well systems don't have those.
Right. The valve in our house was just replaced, but I don't know about the valve at our neighbor's house where the wellhead is. And we were also told by one plumber that we could put a water pressure tank in the house to fix it, and then another plumber told us that wouldn't work at all.
That's not going to work. There's a booster that you could put in, but I would start trying to figure out if this is a problem at the point where the water comes into the house, because that kind of changes the discussion. It's not your plumbing, it's the well system. And I imagine you have some rights, since you're sharing a common well here, to get the same pressure as everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Going to have to be a discussion you'll have with the people that are involved. Okay, but you got to figure out what you got. You don't know that yet, and that's the way to do it. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Well, I'm a big hiker, and after a long day on the trail, there's nothing better than relaxing around a campfire. Now, you can have that campfire feeling all year long if you build one in your very own backyard. But don't just build a campfire. We want you to first build a fire pit. It's much safer.
Yeah, seriously. You've got to contain the campfire if you want to actually enjoy it and not be terrified. So it's not a very difficult project, and the easiest way to get it done is by using precast outdoor building blocks. So, for example, Pavestone has a brand called Rumblestone. You stack and fit them together super quickly, super easily. They look great, but your first step is to pick an area that's far enough away from any other buildings on your property. If it's too close, your siding can overheat and melt, or the embers from the fire could actually land on something with your house and then start a fire. So the location is super important. Now, once you've landed on the best spot, you need to excavate down a few inches in the shape of the fire pit you're making and then tamp and level that base.
I can't tell you how many times in the years I spent as a home inspector that I would find those melted areas of vinyl siding when either a fire pit or a barbecue grill was just a little bit too close to the house. It's a very distinctive pattern. It kind of is like an archway, the way it sort of swells up in the middle, you know, leaves big gaps below. And it's just something you totally have to avoid. It's the distance that radiant heat travels is amazing. So get it well away from your house. Now, once you've got that location picked out, the next part is definitely the most fun part, stacking the blocks. So for a round fire pit that's about, say, 10 inches high and about 45 inches across, you only need two sizes of those rumble stone blocks we're talking about, the mini blocks and the trapezoidal-shaped blocks. And you start by creating a stable level project area. And all you need to do is to lay out those trapezoidal and mini blocks in a circle. You alternate each one, and they could even be secured with construction adhesive, so you don't need any mortar. It really couldn't be any easier.
Yeah, and three layers of the rumble stone is all you're going to need. Now, for the second and third levels, you want to offset those blocks from the layer beneath it. Then just line the bottom with some sand, and you're ready to fire up the s'mores in no time.
Pavestone offers Rumblestone fire pit kits with everything you need starting at just $250, and they're available at the Home Depot. For a complete materials list, instructions, how-to videos, and more, visit pavestone.com.
Vincent in Delaware is on the line with a plaster issue. Tell us what's cracking up at your money pit.
My cousin has a two-story house. It's all brick. It was built in the 1930s. Upstairs in the bedroom, there's a crack going from the ceiling to the floor in both outside corners. And there's a crack going from the corner to the center of the room. And in front of the house, the brick is separate, pulling away from the molding on the floor, about a quarter of an inch.
So for houses built in the 1930s, that kind of cracking is not all that uncommon. Has it always been this way, or do you think this is a more recent development?
I think it's been recent because last time I was talking with him, he showed me the house. He says, look, do you have any idea what's causing these cracks? To me, it looks like the walls are separating from the building.
Right.
Because especially in the front, between the molding and the outside wall, you get a flashlight, look down there and see the brick.
Well, I think if you think it's recent, then you have two options at this point. One of which would be to hire a ASHI certified professional home inspector, and that's a guy who's a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's really important because those are the guys that are really the pros in the business. The second option might be to hire a structural engineer, which is going to be more expensive, but it's something you'll need if it turns out to be a serious problem, because the structural engineer will actually specify the repair. You can have it corrected, and then you can have the engineer certify that it was done correctly. If you think it's active, that's important information, and I would have it looked at by a professional. I wouldn't mess around with a contractor or anybody like that. I would have it looked at by someone who has nothing to gain from giving you repair advice, only diagnostic advice, an expert diagnostic advice to determine what's going on here, okay?
Yes, and what was the abbreviation for that home inspector?
Yeah, ASHI, A-S-H-I, it stands for American Society of Home Inspectors. If you go to ashi.org, you can put in your zip code and find a list in your area.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck, Vince. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What are you working on this summer season? I'm sure there's lots of stuff to tackle at your Money Pit, and it's time to get outdoors. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Well, if your concrete patio is dragging you down and making your outdoor living space look not so great, you can give it a facelift. We're going to share some easy updates to help you spruce up that space next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North States. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Correctly. So rather than, you know, do what we used to do, which was mix up some sort of like a deer proof treatment that we would spray, it always smelled like rotten eggs. It was a lot of work and a big hassle. And if you missed like a cycle, then they just started again. We just chose those plants carefully and it really came out great. So still feeling like we are one up on the deer, at least this year, although it
could change.
Yeah, but
what you don't know, Tom, is they're sitting at your fire pit having a glass of wine when
you're sleeping. Yeah, well, that's okay. We'll socialize with them. We love watching them. We just don't like when they feed in our yard.
Now we've got Tracy in Hawaii who needs some help with a sliding door situation. What's going on?
The slider door's got like, you know, it's got grit in it. And I had sprayed it with something that was on sale. I don't remember because I got rid of it. But it's like real, it hardened whatever it was. And it's very hard to, I wanted to, if I can find something to loosen it. And then what should I use on it that won't harden, you know, when I spray it to make it easy?
Well, first of all, what I would do is I would get a really stiff brush. And I would try to, I would brush those tracks to try to loosen up all of that gunk that's there and then, you know, get a vacuum to kind of suck it out of there so you can kind of get the loose dirt out, the junk out of there. And then what I would spray it with is white lithium grease. It comes in a can just like WD-40, but it's not. It's a little thicker and stays around longer. And another thing that you can think about doing is if you can take the door out of the tracks, it makes the whole thing easier, but it's a bit of a tricky job because it depends on how your door is built, but generally you can lift it right out of the track. It'll make the whole thing easier to handle.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Good luck with that project, Tracy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your concrete patio has seen better days, you know, it can really make your outdoor living space look not so great. And then I'm going to say it's going to ruin your summer. So don't let it ruin your summer, guys. This is a great time, and there are a number of ways that you can give that patio a facelift.
Definitely. Now, first, if the slab is in good shape, and by that we mean it's not like cracked and broken and like heaved, but one really cool option is to add wooden deck tiles on top of the slab. They are made of ipé, which is a Brazilian wood that's very, very hard, so it's perfect for outdoor.
They're super pretty, too.
Very pretty. So great for outdoor use. Now, they come with sort of a plastic grid system attached to the bottom. This not only holds the panels together, but it also raises them up off the concrete, so this way air gets below and water can flow through and you're not going to get any kind of mildew issue underneath. And they also just lock together. So you line them up, snap them in place, and you're good to go.
Well, that's a great option. But here's another option. You can actually cover the old patio with brick pavers. Now, Pavestone makes one called Milano, and that's designed specifically for this purpose. They're half the thickness of a normal brick paver and can be held in place with construction adhesive. Now you're going to assemble those pavers right on top of the patio, and they all fit together so you don't see the concrete at all anymore. And you don't have to worry about any movement in the brick pavers because you've got that solid piece of concrete right underneath.
And if you want a really easy option to update the patio, you can simply apply a stone coating to the concrete surface. For example, Deich Coatings makes a terrazzo product that looks pretty awesome. It's made from real stone, and it can be applied directly on top of the old concrete, and you'll end up with a slab that looks like terrazzo, except this one's outside your house. So lots of ways to dress up those patios, and gosh, that's a really nice weekend project, right? It won't take too long, and you will have the whole summer to enjoy it.
Yeah, those are my favorite projects, when, like, immediately when you're done, you can start enjoying that space, and it really makes that space so much better.
Immediate gratification.
Nell's in Oregon. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with flies. We have three heat pumps in the house, and it takes in the air at the base of the windows, and every year we get flies that come up out of those return ducts. There's electronic filters down there, and I can't imagine where they're coming from. Or
well, they may be nesting in the house, and they're birthing themselves right into existence. And the reason they're probably hanging out around the return ducts is because that's where air gets drawn into the furnace, and they might, this might be part of that airflow. I can't really diagnose exactly what you need to do to get rid of those. But I do know somebody that can, and if you go to the Orkin website, you know, our show expert is a guy named Greg Bauman, who I've known for many years. He used to be the expert for the National Pest Management Association. Now he's the director of training for Orkin. They have an expert section on their website, and if you post that question there and maybe even put a photo of the flies, I'm sure that you'll be able to get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Great. Okie dokie.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. As we dive into summer, what kind of projects are you diving into? Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Need some help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you're looking for flooring for a small room, we'll share a simple trick of the trade to make small rooms look spacious, presented by LL Flooring, next.
Live in a Money Pit.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with riverbedhome.com. from gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens. Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit riverbendhome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Priscilla in Massachusetts is on the line, and while we all love birdhouses, guess who else likes them? Squirrels. Let's help her keep them out. What can we do for you today?
They've chewed away at the holes of it so that they actually have made it, the holes bigger, and because of that, the birds are not going in there because the squirrel can go in there. So I've already tried PVC piping because I figured that's something I can put in there, insert it, and just in the hole, and it's not too big, kind of narrow.
I mean, most of the solutions for bird feeders or bird houses are really in two categories. One, they make it rather unpleasant for the squirrel to be able to get up that high with things like cones or plastic bottles or slippery pipes or ducts or slinkies or things like that that slide around and make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
Or simply move it completely away from where squirrels can get to it. So, for example, if you were to string a wire between two trees and not have overhanging branches above, the squirrels would never be able to get to that birdhouse.
Could I have, do you know of something I can insert in the hole, though?
Right, but if you insert it in the hole, the squirrels are still going to hang out in that birdhouse, and they might try to chew their way in via another area.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that I would not focus on reinforcing the birdhouse as much as I would focus on moving it to an area that's less likely to be attacked by squirrels. Priscilla, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it used to be that hardwood floors were only available in very narrow widths. Today, however, wide-width pre-finished hardwood floors are available in 5, 6, 7, even 8-inch wide planks, and they're more popular than ever, especially because those wide widths can make an even smaller room look super gigantic and really gorgeous. You know, with fewer plank seams interrupting the pattern, wide plank floors create a very open feeling, and that will then make your space feel bigger. Now, a wide plank also offers even more space for the beautiful natural grain pattern of that hardwood to shine, and I think that's super important because depending on what type of hardwood you pick, there's an inherent sort of grain pattern that goes with it. So you really have a lot of options there to create a very beautiful floor that has a lot of movement and a lot of interest in it. And again, those wide planks will make that space feel so much bigger.
Now, you might want some visual movement, but you don't want physical movement, right? You want to install them securely. But to do that, the National Wood Flooring Association requires that they both be nailed and glued. You can't just nail this down. You have to nail it and glue it. Now, Bostik makes an adhesive that works well for wide plank flooring. It's called Pro MSP. And it's a hardwood adhesive with moisture vapor protection. And I got to tell you, that is super important because it helps eliminate the potential warping of those wide boards. And it also secures them well so you don't get creaking noises, you don't get the nails loosening up, and you don't get gaps forming between the planks.
You can find a large selection of wide plank flooring and the Bostik Pro MSP hardwood adhesive with moisture vapor protection at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com.
Todd in Utah's on the line and is looking for some help in insulating the garage. Tell us about it.
Well, what I've got is I've got a garage that I work out of, and I like to do woodworking and, you know, just all around playing around with whatever project I have. But it gets cold here in Utah, and I like using my rafters to put, you know, boards and extra equipment, pontoon boats, you know, a little bit of everything out there. But I want to be able to insulate it to save a little bit of the heat so it's bearable in the winter. And I was hoping that there would be a way to maybe spray the upper inside of that with a spray foam or a spray insulation. Or what do you suggest to be the best without having to sheetrock and lose all that space?
Well, you certainly could use spray foam insulation. In fact, I personally used isonine insulation in my attic, and we did just that. We sprayed in between the rafters with the insulation, then we coated it with a thermal barrier. And with 8 inches of isonine insulation, we're able to pick up R30, which is a substantial amount of insulation. So you could hire a local dealer to add spray foam insulation to the underside of those rafters and seal that in nice and warm. And it also will seal drafts, which is the other benefit of spray foam insulation. But remember, you're also going to have to add some heat. Once you keep that area insulated, you're going to have to add some heat. It just insulating itself is not going to make it warm enough.
Okay.
And then I would expect the weakest link in the house would be around the garage.
Right.
So you're going to at least have to do some significant weather stripping to try to keep those drafts down.
That's exactly what I want to do. I like to use my time and being retired.
Yeah.
I don't want to look out the window during the winter. I'd rather be doing something.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's your man cave.
Yeah, it is right now.
All right.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you need somebody there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, if your deck is looking dreary, we're going to have tips on the best stain to spruce it up after this.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people
Phillip trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Help yourself first by calling us with your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Andrew in Wisconsin says, there are cracks in the basement floor of my 1994 house with white powder by them. What's causing this, and what can I do to correct it?
So a basement floor, first off, Andrew, is the structural integrity of the basement floor is not like the same as like the walls that are holding up your house, right? It's just a slab, same as like your garage slab, your driveway slab, your sidewalks. And often if they're put in too large of a section without the proper expansion joints or places where the slabs can kind of do their thing, which is move a little bit, you will get cracks. So I wouldn't worry so much about the cracks. What you're seeing, if you have white powder, that is going to be mineral salt deposits. So you might be thinking, well, how do those get on my concrete floor? Glad you asked that. The way it happens is if you have damp soil around the foundation of your house, maybe your gutters are clogged, maybe your grading is a little bit off, so water's collecting at the foundation perimeter, all those sources of moisture will push moisture down underneath the foundation wall and into the area under the slab, and it will draw back up. And as it does in that slab, the slab is very absorbent, it's very hydroscopic. When it hits the air, it dries out, but it leaves behind the mineral salts that were in that soil, in that water, and that's the white powder that you're seeing. And you can prove it to yourself with a little trick. Just take some white vinegar and wipe it down. You'll see it'll dissolve and go away, and you'll be back to just seeing the crack. Now, you could seal the crack, perhaps with a silicone or other concrete sealant product. But if your concrete is showing that kind of absorption, what I would suggest you do is use an epoxy coating mix. It's a two-part epoxy product. It goes down on the floor. You can add some color chips in there. It'll seal in nice. It'll look great, and you won't be seeing that white dust anymore.
All right. Hope that helps you, Andrew. It's not such a big deal, right? All right. Now we've got one from Becca who's asking, what's the best type of stain or paint for a wooden deck that's around a swimming pool?
So, Leslie, I'm thinking it really doesn't matter that it's around a swimming pool. I mean, the best stain is the best stain, right? So you want to use a really good quality stain here, and you want to make sure the wood is properly prepped to take that stain. So I would clean the deck first. You can use a pressure washer for that. And once you do that, though, you want to give it a few days in sunny weather to make sure it's really dry before you apply the stain. Now, when it comes to applying the stain, you will have choices. You can buy stain that's transparent, semi-transparent, or solid color. Now, forget the transparent. That's not going to have any color in it, and I'm sure you're not going to like what you see below because it'll just get darker. Semi-transparent and solid color, the difference is how much pigment's in there. And if you buy the solid color, I think that's the best choice because more pigment means it's going to last for a long time, but it doesn't look like paint. It doesn't have kind of a sheen. You still see the grain through it, but you definitely get durability. And I would use a good brand. And by that, I mean a Benjamin Moore, a Sherwin-Williams, that sort of thing, because it's so worth paying a little bit more for that stain because you know it's going to last. You won't be doing this again for several years.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. Since it's such a big project, you want to do it once and make it last for a long time. So definitely listen to Tom, get a good quality stain, and pick out a fun color. Why not have some fun with the pool?
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for taking this part of this almost officially summer day to spend a little time with us. We hope that we have given you some tips and ideas to spur on some projects that you're planning on taking on. If you've got some questions, maybe you got some suggestions for something you'd like to hear us cover, please reach out to us 24/7. You can always call it in at 888-MONEY-PIT or post your questions, your comments to MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A big night for Republicans at their state convention in Greenville. Former President Trump headlined the evening's events. He declared the Republican Party will continue to fight for a great America.
We will defend our glorious Constitution, and we will uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding. We will break up the big tech monopolies, reject left-wing cancel culture, restore free speech in America, and demand free, fair, and honest, transparent elections.
Many see Mr. Trump's speaking tonight as the launch of a more active phase of his post-presidency that they expect to include more rallies and public events. Divisions among Georgia Republicans, though, after the 2020 elections being laid bare at their party's convention. Governor Brian Kemp today drawing boos and jeers for his role in certifying President Biden's win over Mr. Trump. Kemp's supporters tried to drown out the taunts, and Kemp pleading for party harmony heading into the 2020 elections. J.P. Morgan Chase says it will suspend political donations through 2022 for GOP lawmakers who voted against certifying the Electoral College win for President Biden.
The bank's Political Action Committee froze donations in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot. Reuters on Friday was the first to report the bank would resume donations, but not to a handful of the 147 Republicans who opposed certification. Some who opposed Biden's certification have seen a reduction in PAC contributions, offset by an increase in donations from their own supporters over the past few months. Bob Agnew reporting.
And you can check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
With California facing a housing shortage, some state lawmakers want to make it easier for developers to build houses on commercial sites.
A bill that cleared the state Senate recently is aimed at the growing number of closed shopping malls and big box retail stores. It would let developers build houses on those sites without going through the hassle of changing local zoning. Another bill would pay local governments to change zoning to let developers build affordable housing.
Jeremy House reports that housing advocates love the idea, but they're concerned a requirement that such projects use skilled labor that usually means union members will drive up prices. The Sunday News Show lineup this week, ABC's This Week, welcomes Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. NBC's Meet the Press has Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, while CBS's Face the Nation has Senator Joe Manchin. Fox News Sunday has Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for the former President Trump. Townhall.com. And for the second year in a row, Walmart will be closing on Thanksgiving Day.
The retailer is joining Target, which announced in January would also be closed on the holiday. Walmart will still be open during regular hours on Wednesday, November 24th, and be open on Friday, November the 26th. Walmart also announced they will still reserve the first hour of every Tuesday morning for seniors, anyone who is at least 60 years old, and customers who are most vulnerable to the coronavirus. Patrick Foss reporting.
Microsoft says TankMan image blocking was due to human error. TankMan, referring to the iconic image of a standoff between an unidentified civilian and a line of military tanks after a brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protester in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Microsoft did not elaborate on what the human error was or how it happened. More at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
According to the National Association of Realtors' new policy, expression of Christian views on sexuality and gender is a violation of their policy, which bans engagement in so-called, quote, hate speech. Visit pji.org to download Faith in the Workplace.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone, Schluter, the Angie app, LL Flooring, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, what are you working on today? It's a beautiful day. It is almost summer. And if you'd like to fix up your home sweet home, we'd love to help. Whether you're working inside or out, you can call us with your questions about those projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, the summer season with the very intense heat and all of these thunderstorms is pretty darn rough on roofs. And that's why now is a good time to plan for any roof work that might be needed to keep your home nice and dry. But what's the smartest way to go? Should you repair the roof or replace it? We'll tell you what you need to know to make that determination in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Reward Credit Card.
And also ahead, if you've ever had to hire a contractor for a project around the house, you've probably wondered before whether that price you've been quoted is fair for the work that you're requesting. Well, a leading economist says the reason is simple. It's an information imbalance between you and the pro. So we're going to let you know how to level the playing field.
And if you're planning a shower remodeling project, one key area to focus on is the drain. Because if you choose the wrong one, you will not only limit your design options, but you might also be setting yourself up for a shower that leaks. We'll tell you how to choose the most functional and stylish drains just ahead.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a tremendously large project, whatever it is, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
A couple of ways to get in touch with us. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Any time of the day or night that you've got a project question, we'll get back to you the next time we're in the studio. And you can also post your questions to MoneyPit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Angelo in Florida's on the line with a painting project. How can we help?
Well, guys, I have some window shutters, and I believe them to be fiberglass.
Okay.
And they've been on the house new since 2003, and they face the sun in the hottest part of the day. Now, they're not chipped, but they have a feeling like they have a flat color on them now because they faded so bad. So I'm wondering how I can prepare those to paint. Can I do it with a brush, or can I do it with a spray can? Do I need to strip them? What do I need to do?
You know, it's interesting. I've had mixed results painting fiberglass shutters. And the last time I did it, before the present, I had a problem with the paint that peeled off, even though I used a product, and I think it was a Sherwin-Williams product, that they absolutely swore was designed to adhere to those shutters. So what I did most recently, because I just did shutters on a building that was owned by our local scout troop, and we redid all the shutters, and we pulled them off the building because it was just easier to do it. But
right.
I used a product that I found at Home Depot called Rust-Oleum Painter's Touch 2X. It's got a big 2X on it. And it's a paint primer in one. The reason I used it was because it bonds to plastic. And I was a little concerned about whether or not it was going to be tough enough, but I sprayed a shutter to test it with the stuff. It wasn't expensive. I think it was $5 or $6 a can. And then I tried to peel the paint off, and I couldn't do it. So I really was impressed with how well it sort of binded to that fiberglass shutter. So I would use that. It's Rust-Oleum Painter's Touch 2X on those shutters. I think you'll find that it really works well. You can probably find it online, figure out where it is near you. I'd pull one of the shutters off. I'd spray it with that, pick up a can, put it through its paces for your area. But I think that it'll do well for you. I certainly was very impressed with it.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
And in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a front porch stoop. It's uncovered for the most part, 4 foot by about 15. And half of it was built over 100 years ago, and the concrete is kind of crumbly. What's the best way to cover it? Restore it, make it smooth.
So you can restore deteriorated concrete. There are products that are designed especially for that purpose. The mistake that most people make is they use sort of a standard cement in trying to, like, stucco over that. But you have to use products that are designed to adhere to the old concrete. Quikrete has a line of products that do that. A lot of them are epoxy-based, so they stick really, really well. And I've seen some resurfacing materials that actually are so strong, when you try to pull them apart, they actually pull apart the old concrete, but they stick so well that they can do that. There is one called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, that I've used that worked really well that Quikrete makes, and you can put that on over that whole surface, and it'll just smooth it out, look like a brand new concrete porch.
Some of the divots and gouges are like half an inch, three quarters of an inch deep.
That should be okay. Yeah, I forget how thick it can go, but that's pretty minor. That should be fine. And if it exceeds it, I would read the instructions on it. If it exceeds what they recommend, then you would simply use a patching compound underneath it, and then perhaps put the Recap over top of the whole thing.
Okay. And how about standing up to cold temperatures? We get a lot of ice and snow here.
Yeah. See, that's the point. You can't. That's why you use a product like that, because it adheres. It's designed to stick to the old concrete. Anything else you do will split off in the cold weather, but these products are designed to adhere to stick, and they won't separate.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right, Annie. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, if your roof is showing signs of leaks or just wear and tear, you might be wondering if it can be repaired or has to be replaced. We'll tell you what you need to know to figure that out in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next. Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 15% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we know you love listening to The Money Pit, but if you love listening to podcasts as well, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Marcy in Nebraska, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a 15,000 BTU. It's a window air conditioner.
Okay.
And it keeps popping our breaker.
Yeah.
It does it in, like, the heat of the afternoon. If we have it on the fan, it won't pop it.
Yeah.
Is it the window, the air conditioner, or the breaker?
No, it's the breaker's doing its job because you're pulling too much power. Is this, like, in a bedroom, or where is this?
It's a living room.
Living room, yeah.
You know, in some houses, especially older houses, you have typically too much on that same circuit. You ought to really identify what else is on that circuit and see what you can reduce. You know, I have that happen once in a while in my house. We used to put a window air conditioner in one room of it because it was just fully exposed and it just needed a little bit of help and the central air wasn't getting there. But I knew that if we vacuumed in that house, I had to plug the vacuum into the next room. Otherwise, I'd trip the breaker. So you need to figure out what else is on that.
Well, that's the only thing that goes off.
Well, I mean, and the other thing you can do is you can have an electrician figure out why that's happening. You can, there's a way to determine exactly how much power that unit is pulling, and perhaps even run an additional circuit just for that unit that's properly sized.
Yeah, dedicated specifically for that.
Okay.
Well, the reason it happens with air conditioners is because when they first kick on, there is sort of a surge of electricity that it needs to get the compressor going. So that tends to push those breakers a bit. And then they do what they're supposed to do, is turn off to prevent the wire from heating up. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Yep, so that's why it's happening.
So would it be benefit to put like a higher breaker on it?
Well, it's not just a breaker. You have to run the properly sized wire for it. So that you have to run a new circuit. Okay, you can't put a larger breaker on it because then you're defeating the purpose of the breaker.
That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Good luck.
Greg in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Yes, I have a house that was built in 42 and stuff, and for some reason somebody put those sticky tiles in the kitchen right over top, nice hardwood floors.
Ugh, okay.
And so, you know, it's all original.
Yeah.
It's all original stuff.
It's definitely worth saving.
How do I get the sticky glue off the wood? I mean, you use a sander, it just tears the glue on it, you know, tears it up. And I've used, I don't know if I can say a product, but I've used Goo Gone. I mean, and it just doesn't do any good.
What kind of sander are you using on it?
Well, I had a belt sander that I had, and then I used a palm sander, and I tried to use a different grit.
All right, so I would stop right there, Greg. I would call in a professional floor refinishing company and let them do it with their tools. You can sand that stuff off, and their sanders are big 12-inch wide belt sanders with varying types of grit on it. And I think if you have them come in, they're going to sand this floor. And I generally don't recommend belt sanding because it takes some of the life of the floor. But in your case, when you have adhesive on it, it's the best way to do it.
It's the only thing that's going to work.
But have a pro do it. They've got the right tools. You don't. And it'll just save you a lot of aggravation. It's not terribly expensive. You know, if you want to save money, you could even just have them sand it and not finish it. You can finish it yourself. But their finishes, generally the pro finishes, are better than the ones that you can buy over the counter, so to speak. So I would leave this job to the pro because it requires their specialized tools. Don't even rent the tools yourself because you're not going to have the skills to use it, and you could ruin the floor using a tool like that.
Yeah, and so no chemicals would pull it up without.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just have it sanded off. It'll look so good when it's done.
Okay.
All right, Greg, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, the summer season with its very intense heat and frequent thunderstorms is pretty darn rough on roofs, and that's why now is a good time to plan for any roof work that might be needed to keep your home nice and dry. But if you find a problem, what's the smartest way to go? Should you repair the roof or replace it? We're going to have the answer in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, the first step is you've got to evaluate the wear and tear. Older roof shingles are generally made from a cotton or glass fiber base, and then that's covered with an asphalt coating. Now, as the sun heats the roof, the asphalt dries out, so you've got to check your roof for signs of wear and tear. The easiest and safest way that you can do that is with binoculars while you are standing on the ground. And while you're there with those binoculars, you want to check for cracked or curled shingles. If you see any broken shingles, those are all signs of wear and tear.
Now, if you've got a worn section, maybe it's just limited to a small area. For example, in all the years I spent as a home inspector, I would always look at the area where the first floor roof kind of intersects with like a second floor wall. Like say it's like a porch roof and it's going up to the walls, like right under the bedroom windows.
In a space like that, you get not only direct sunlight on the roof, but you get reflected light off of the siding. So that is kind of makes that area like more intense in terms of an area that's going to wear out. And if that's the case, you just replace that section. But if a complete roof replacement's in order, it's really important to figure out how many roof layers make sense. Now, you can usually add one additional layer of shingles for a total of two. But that said, doing a tear off, it's not such a bad idea, even if you've only got a single layer down, because the second roof layers, they just don't last as long as just having one layer because they don't cool well in the summer. All of that roof material just holds the heat, and they wear out a lot quicker than the single layer roofs will.
Now, if you find that your roof is actually leaking, you've got to check the flashing. Now, flashing can get loose, and it can deteriorate, and that's probably the reason why you're having those roof leaks. I mean, it's usually the most responsible for it, and it's really an easy repair. Finally, if you do need a new roof, you want to make sure you improve your roof ventilation at the same time, because cool attics are going to help you keep the roof cooler, and a cool roof is going to last a lot longer.
Now, the best type of vents to add are passive vents. Now, those are the vents that don't use any energy, and they are much better than active vents like attic fans, for example. Now, the best passive vent is the one called a continuous ridge and soffit system. These vents are inexpensive. It consists of a vented soffit panel and then a ridge vent at the peak. And they can usually be added to any house of any age. And they're going to work together to keep that attic cool in the summer and dry in the winter, because you don't want moisture to build up. That's going to impact the effectiveness of your insulation.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/morerewarding. Mary in Alaska's on the line and needs some help with a water supply. What's going on, Mary?
I have hot water heaters downstairs, and I'm considering going to a tankless.
What kind of fuel do you have in your house, Mary? Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
Okay. So you can't really go with an electric tankless water heater, because the tankless water heater technology is really designed for gas water heaters. What you can do is switch to something called a heat pump water heater. Now, a heat pump is a high-efficiency electric water heater, so it will save you some money. It's also typically will qualify for various different types of energy rebates, but it's going to be more expensive than your traditional just tank electric heater, because with electric water heater, you know, it's running 24/7. It's pretty expensive. With a heat pump, it basically is kind of uses the refrigeration concept that you use with heat pump air conditioners to try to provide some of the warmth of the hot water. So it is less expensive to operate. So I think it really comes down to, you know, how much you want to spend for the unit, how long you're going to be in your house, because it's not like you pack the thing up when you leave, you know what I mean? And if you want to keep the electric water heater, you can do so. What I would suggest you do is add a timer to it. There's a device, not too expensive. It's a heavy-duty timer designed for a 240-volt appliance. And you basically would set the water heater to come on, you know, like maybe around dinner time, stay on through evening showers and bathing, and then come on again in the morning for morning showers, and then go off again. The water will still remain warm throughout the day, but instead of it running 24/7, maybe you only have it run 8 or 10 hours, and that will save you some money, too. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I was just trying to get rid of the tanks of water. I always
I hear you.
I had one bust on me one time and flood my basement. And I don't want that to ever happen again. And I was really hoping I could get rid of all that water sitting down there in one place.
Well, I'll tell you what. Chances are that if you have experienced a busted water tank that flooded, it's never going to happen again, because it's just not that common. And you would have the most awful luck in the world for it to have happened to you twice. Okay? If you have Wi-Fi in your house, there's lots of smart home products that are out there, including some that are leak detectors that basically get mounted on the basement floor. And if you ever get a flood again, it'll at least alert you. And maybe you can send a neighbor over or somebody to check the house.
Yeah. I know they have shut-off valves and all that kind of stuff now, too. But I just wanted to get rid of all of it.
Well,
but no electric tankless yet.
No, they have them, but they're really expensive. They don't give you any energy savings. Do you have propane that you use for anything?
No. We heat with fuel oil.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that the best thing for you to do is to either put a timer on your standard water heater or get a heat pump water heater. Either way, I think that's probably the best option. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your questions at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, have you ever had to hire a contractor for a project around your house and you find yourself wondering whether that price you've been quoted seems fair for the work that you're requesting? We're going to share some tips on how you can make sure you're not overpaying next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Reading and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Reading. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever had to hire a contractor for a project around your home, you probably wondered whether the price you've been quoted is fair for the work that you're requesting.
Well, our next guest says there's a big information imbalance when it comes to home services, which helps explain why that question can be so difficult to answer. Misha Fisher is the chief economist for Angie, where he leads market and economic research, including consumer spending behavior and residential housing trends. Welcome, Misha.
Hey, great to be with you both. Thanks for having me.
That is really what it all comes down to when you're hiring a pro. You like the pro. Perhaps you've done your due diligence. They've had a good reputation and you've heard good reports. But you really don't have a way to assess whether the price is the correct one for the work that you're requesting, right?
That's exactly right. There's a natural information imbalance when it comes to really any complex tasks, and home improvement is no different. As a consumer, you probably have some sense of what you want, but you don't know how much work is required to get it done. You don't know what the materials cost. You don't know what the going rate is in your area. And that's where you aren't necessarily on the same playing field as the people you're hiring to do the work for you.
Well, and do you feel that the situation with the pandemic kind of changed this whole dynamic? I mean, there were shortages of labor and materials and people were hesitant to do work. So do you feel like that's also part of this pricing guessing game?
Yeah, and that's certainly just taken the existing problem and made it much more intense and much more pronounced, because as a consumer, it was already tough. And now, as you said, materials prices are way, way up. There's been this sort of perfect storm of higher demand from both new home builders and existing homeowners for remodeling. You've got the storm in Texas that knocked out a lot of the production that leads to things like pipe and plastics and glues. All the chemical plants down there got turned off, so the shortage is there. Lumber shortages are pronounced. The price of lumber is up about 300% since the start of the pandemic. So all of these things have just taken that existing information imbalance and made it more complex, because as a consumer, you not only don't necessarily know what things cost, but also what the price trajectory is. Are prices going up or down and how quickly? And so that's just added a new layer of complexity to navigate.
Misha, as an economist, you must have been very engaged to see the shift towards the importance of improving your home at levels that we haven't seen in a very long time. I know almost from the beginning of the pandemic, the number of folks that have reached out to us for help on projects and taken on projects just soared. And you guys must have seen that as well from your chair as the chief economist for Angie. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it was not something that people were expecting a year ago. That first couple of weeks of the pandemic after the NBA season got canceled and everybody was hunkering down, I don't think any observers were expecting a big boom in housing and home improvement, but that's what came along. And it was a couple of different factors. So the first thing is lots of people who were able to work remote did not lose their incomes and were suddenly spending more time at home. So we saw three big shifts in terms of how consumers were spending their budgets. We saw about 33% of households shift some of their commuting budget specifically into home services. We saw about 48% of households spend some of their vacation budget on home improvement and home services, and about 52% shifted restaurant and bar and that sort of spending into their homes. So there was this natural switch where people were still earning their incomes, they still had their savings, and they shifted that spending right into their homes. So that caused a lot of the boom. But then the other big boom was, of course, interest rates dropped, and so that allowed a lot of existing homeowners to refinance. So those extra mortgage payments got a lot smaller for a lot of households, and so then there's some extra money to spend there on your home. And then also a bunch of new homeowners entered the market, because when those interest rates dropped, it was cheaper to buy a house, and a lot of people wanted to enter the home market, and that has not only driven up the demand for new homes, but it's also driven up the demand for existing homes and raised equity across the board. So you've got all these different factors coming in there that came about as a result of the pandemic and have really put the whole market onto overdrive.
So, Misha, I mean, it seems like with everybody being home more, you're just inundated with information, information about the housing market, improvements you can make, materials, all kinds of things. So once you're getting all this information, what does it really mean to be an informed consumer?
That's a really important and timely question for so many people. I think it really comes down to three things. So the first is thinking about what you want really specifically and doing it ahead of time, because what that can accomplish for you first is it can reduce the total cost you're going to pay. You don't want to be in the position of putting in change orders with your contractor or deciding you want something different halfway through. Those things are all just going to increase costs for you. And when costs are already elevated, which is what you were sort of alluding to, is you don't want to be adding more on top of that. But the other big factor that planning ahead will give you is it will allow you to deal with some of these long lead times. So if you know you want a specific product, lots of products have 10, 12-week lead times right now, if not longer. And so planning ahead of time, if you can put that order in before the work even begins on your project, it doesn't necessarily have to delay the completion. So that's the first thing I think that it means to be an informed consumer, is really thinking about what you want. The second thing is think about why you're doing it, in terms of, are you doing this to repair damage or defects or decay in your house? Are you doing it to get a return on investment? Are you doing it for your lifestyle? Are you doing it to make your family life easier? Really think through all the different reasons of why you're pursuing the project, because that will help give you kind of a North Star as you make decisions around budget and materials and that sort of thing. And then the third thing it really means to be an informed consumer is thinking about cost and quality, really internalizing that there are different components that can drive project costs, and you really have to sort of consider all of those trade-offs.
That's a great point. You know, today with supply and demand, costs, especially in certain areas, certain types of renovations, are higher than they've been in the past. Given the factors that are driving higher project costs, how can consumers be smart shoppers? How can they make sure they're not overpaying for a project?
The first thing to do is check online. You know, obviously our platform provides a lot of price information there, and that's one of the reasons why we do that, is to put consumers on an even playing field. So, you know, we're obviously not the only players in the market, but check one platform or another online for pricing in your area. That's the first big thing. And then I think the second thing is shop around at different retailers just before you're even sort of in that decision-making process. And that can mean going to the big box stores, but it can also mean going to specialty distributors. Sometimes you can get different ranges of products and prices and variety depending on which retailer you go to. So don't just rely on one retailer if you're doing the floor shopping. Consider checking out a number of them. And then really thinking about the compounding impact of how much quantity you're using for your project. So if you are looking at something, it might seem like a pretty subtle difference between $2 a square foot and $3 a square foot. But when you multiply that by your square footage, then all of a sudden you can be talking about pretty dramatic differences. So make sure you're always thinking not just about the price as it's presented to you on a per unit basis, but think about how much you're actually going to be using.
You know, you mentioned to check your site at Angie.com. Your true cost report is really extraordinary, and I have actually used that for years to get a sense as to what projects are costing in particular areas of the country. I found it very valuable with a national audience to make sure I was properly dialed in. There's a lot of research that goes into that, and there's a lot of data and a lot of details, and I think aside from just determining what something should cost, what I like about that report is you share all the elements that should or could be included, because those all play into cost. I think folks sometimes will shop for home improvements like they're buying a TV and they think it's a commodity and it's the same product no matter where you go, but it's just not.
so much of it depends on materials and the quality of the labor, as you say. And I think that true cost report is a good place to start your research because you really explain all the different elements that could go into a kitchen reno or a bath reno or replacing your floors or whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that any better myself. It's very much not like buying a television. When you buy a television, you know, you've sort of really only got two things to think about. You've got, you know, roughly your sort of premium tier level, and you've got, you know, maybe your overall size, the television. But when you're looking at a home improvement project, the average price can swing a lot. It can swing because the input prices are up, so it could be swinging because the price of labor or the price of wood or other plastics or hardware and trim. It could be going up because all those things are rising, or it could be going up because people are choosing to pursue bigger projects. And the trade-off there is completely different in terms of understanding what a project might cost you. So that's why we've got that guide online, and certainly I'd encourage everybody to check it out because things are constantly fluctuating and changing, and you know, you really have to sort of stay on top of it.
Misha Fisher is the chief economist for Angi. Misha, thank you so much for being a part of our program and for the work that you guys do to help us all find qualified, competent contractors.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for having me and for all the amazing work you do covering the space.
Misha Fisher, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to take on a bathroom renovation? Well, one important detail to consider is the drain. You choose the wrong one and you're going to limit your design options as well as set yourself up for a shower that leaks. We're going to share how to choose the most functional and stylish drains next.
Live in a money pit.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angi app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angi. Download the Angi app today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We want to hear what you are working on. It is summer. I'm saying it. What are you doing in your yard? Are you making it so fantastic that you're going to be hanging out there with your buddies mask-free? Woohoo! It's going to be a great summer, you guys. So give us a call to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
And hey, guys, if you love the show, please share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Curtis, you've got boards rotting off your house? What's going on?
If I have cracking and rotting fascia, how can I fix that without having to replace it? Because that would be a very expensive ordeal because it's 2x10 fascia.
If you are going to replace it, you could replace it with AZEK, A-Z-E-K. Now, that's a CPVC product that is kind of like wood, so it comes in standard nominal sizes, you know, 1x8, 1x10, 1x12, and so on. It's also there's also a sheet version of it. And if you do that, that can't rot, obviously. So if you're going to go through the trouble of taking that all off, you might want to check out AZEK. It's going to be more expensive. Or you can just replace it with wood. If you prime both sides of the board before you put it back together, you'll find that it'll last a heck of a lot longer than if you didn't.
I think that was my problem originally.
Yeah, probably wasn't painted right. Yep. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're adding or replacing a shower, one key area to focus on is the drain. According to the experts at Schluter, who make the Curti shower system, there are multiple types of drains available, which provide options for both style and function.
Yeah, and this is something I hadn't thought about before I heard from these guys because I'm just so used to the one single type of drain. There are really just two, though. The two basic types of shower drains are called point drains and linear drains. Now, point drains are what we're used to. That's the traditional shower drain. They're usually round. They have a 4-inch grate. But it's important to note that point drains require the floor to slope the drain from all directions. Now, why is this important? Because they have to be located in the center of the shower pan, and they require you to use small tiles like mosaics, because if you try to use any of those big, fancy, stylish tiles, they don't bend so well, right? So you really can't get the slope as tight as you need to make it work. Now, the other option are linear drains. These are long and narrow, and they're more popular and actually more practical, and here's why. The linear drains can be placed along one wall of the shower, but they could also be placed at the center or at the threshold. But because the shower floor slopes in only one direction, they allow for the larger tiles to be installed. And this way you can have those very large and popular stylish tiles in your shower and get away from those tiny mosaics.
And that's today's Bath Reno Tip presented by Schluter, makers of the Curti system, consisting of preformed and totally waterproof building panels for showers, including the Schluter Curti Drain and the Schluter Curti Line Drain.
To learn more about the Schluter shower systems, go to Schluter.com. That's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Up next, to the hot days ahead, have you planning to buy a new room air conditioner? We're going to share a surprisingly common mistake that can leave your home feeling damp and musty instead of cool and comfy next.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your do-it-yourself projects or tell you, no, 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 you need a pro. But whether you're a DIYer or you need to pick up the phone and contact a good quality craftsman, we're here to help you take on those projects.
Vivian from San Diego has written in, and she says, I purchased my first home in December. It's about 5 years old, and there are cracks around a window in my daughter's bedroom. How can I fix these? Thank you very much. I love your show. With lots
of exclamation
points. Oh, she didn't
say that.
Points.
You're making that up.
Four exclamation points.
Well, thank you very much, Vivian. We appreciate that. So listen, cracks around windows and even around doors, they can look very concerning. They can look very troubling, but they're pretty normal because those holes in the exterior wall of your house is where you get the most movement. And it's not unusual to see a crack form coming out of one of the corners of those windows and doors. Usually a top corner, the crack will open. It can be a little bit difficult to try to get it repaired because it tends to happen over and over again. There's a product out from Avatron called Crack Coat that works very well. It's a crack repair kit. And the reason I like it is because you apply what is essentially kind of like a primer over the crack first, and then you put down this special tape that comes in the kit. And then on top of that, you go ahead and put the spackle. It pulls those sides of the crack together really, really well. And then it's not going to open and close with every seasonal change. Because, you know, in the wintertime, all the buildings shrink. In the summertime, they get damp, they get moist, and they swell. And you can really make sure that that crack is not going to be part of that movement if you repair it properly.
And Vivian, then you get to have fun. Once everything's dried, cured, ready to go, you can paint that room a super fun color. And why not ask your daughter what she wants to paint it, and then you guys can do it together.
Well, if you're planning to buy an air conditioner this summer, there is a very common mistake that can leave your home feeling damp and musty instead of cool and comfortable. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, damp and musty is not good.
Yeah, no, nobody wants to feel that way, especially in the summer, because then you're freezing when you should just be comfortable. So if you're planning to buy a room air conditioner this summer, one of the most important considerations is the size of the unit. But contrary to what you might think, bigger is not better.
Yeah, and here's why. A unit with too much cooling capacity is going to waste energy, and one that's too small is not going to do a good job of keeping your family comfortable. Plus, here's something that very few people understand. An oversized unit is going to quickly cool the air without running long enough to dehumidify your home. It actually works too quickly, and the result is that your home will be very damp and musty instead of cool and comfortable.
Now, determining the best size air conditioner for your room is going to depend on a number of factors, including the type of air conditioner unit that you're planning to install, the size of the room you need to install it in, and the size of your window.
Yeah, now most manufacturers will offer handy calculators on their website that will step you through the most important considerations and deliver that recommendation for your home. And also, if you have the choice, remember to always install the unit on the shady side of the room. Keeping it out of direct sun makes those air conditioners run much more efficiently. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about natural stone countertops. And most importantly, keeping them clean. You know, they're really popular because they're so durable and they're beautiful. But, man, they need a ton of maintenance to keep them looking as great as they did the day they were installed. So we're going to share the easiest ways to maintain these sturdy surfaces on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Former President Trump says MAGA is alive and well.
We know the radical left will stop at nothing in their efforts to destroy the America we love. But with the help of righteous American patriots like all of you in this room, they will fail. Our movement is far from over. In fact, it is just getting started.
Mr. Trump made his comments at North Carolina's annual state Republican Party convention Saturday. He teased the crowd with hints of running in 2024, but first he said he wants to get a GOP majority in the House and add a few more Senate seats in 2022. President Biden used his weekly address Saturday for a Zoom chat with former President Obama to draw attention to the expanded Obamacare enrollment period that closes August 15th. Meanwhile, the government released a report saying nearly 31 million Americans now have health coverage through the Affordable Care Act. A three-decade-old ban on assault weapons in California overturned Friday after a federal judge ruled that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms.
In his ruling, the U.S. District Judge wrote, like the Swiss Army knife, the popular AR-15 rifle is a perfect combination of home defense weapon and homeland defense equipment. He says the state's definition of illegal military-style rifles unlawfully deprives law-abiding Californians of weapons commonly allowed in most other states and by the Supreme Court. He also said murder by knife occurs seven times more often than murder by rifle. The state says it will appeal the ruling. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, in France and U.S. and Britain, families of allies that had fallen soldiers in World War II during the invasion of Normandy, commemorating the day. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
An Australian court rejected a challenge to the government's draconian power to prevent most citizens from leaving the country so they don't bring the coronavirus back home.
Most Australians have been stranded in their home nation for more than a year under a government emergency order made under the powerful Biosecurity Act. Australia is alone among developed democracies in preventing its citizens and permanent residents from leaving the country during the pandemic, except in exceptional circumstances. The libertarian group Liberty Works argued the government did not have the power to enforce the travel ban, but the three judges ruled for the government. They said Parliament knew the law's impact would be harsh when they passed the Biosecurity Act in 2015. Jeremy House reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presided over a meeting of his ruling party in his first public appearance in about a month. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The National Rifle Association's dropped a lawsuit that had accused New York's Attorney General of suing the gun rights group last year out of political hostility.
NRA lawyers filed court papers Friday saying they were voluntarily dismissing a lawsuit against Attorney General Letitia James. In a statement, the organization said they will challenge her through counterclaims in New York State Court instead. James sued the NRA in August 2020, seeking to put it out of business. In January, the NRA declared bankruptcy and sought to move its state of incorporation from New York to Texas, but a judge blocked the move last month. Patrick Foss reporting.
Microsoft blaming accidental human error for its Bing search engine, briefly not showing image results for the search term Tank Man on the anniversary of the bloody military crackdown in Beijing's Tiananmen Square back in 1989. Be sure to check out Mellor and these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
To celebrate the Papa Bear in your life, the popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Well, I'm back with you again here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Got a big lineup coming your way. Of course, a big hour. The former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, James Tarvitas, will be with us. And George P. Bush, Land Commissioner of Texas, who wants to be the next Attorney General. He was able to indicate to us about 6 weeks ago and went out and joined him in Midland, Texas, about oil and gas and what this administration has done to Texas, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, everybody where there's federal leases. They stopped them. They froze them. Their war on fossil fuels is in existence and is hurting many Americans. He decides he wants to be the next attorney general. We'll talk to him about that, as well as taking your calls at 1-866-408-7669. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I think it's going to make it very hard within their own party. You've got Joe Manchin, you've got Kyrsten Sinema. It's going to make it more difficult. I also think they've taken this move, though, to put more pressure on the negotiations that are taking place right now in the infrastructure package.
Can we get an actual deal done? Seems like President Biden has dropped his $1.4 trillion to $1 trillion as the GOP on infrastructure was about over $900 billion. Sticking points remain like a tax increase, but I think we are on our way, my fingers are crossed, to a deal. Why? Because Joe knows he doesn't have the Dem votes.
Number two. This is a bigger picture, right? We have children coming across our border. He's really only one of 20,000 children that are now in our custody. This is the worst part of Biden's policies.
Yeah, it is. Sarah Carter reporting. She was talking to a 9-year-old who had been separated from her mother for years, from his mother for years, and if she was able to use her phone to get in touch with this young man's mother. Unbelievable drama at the border. Ignoring it won't make it go away. President Biden's border catastrophe has its breaking point. And as the numbers swell, the toll on border states is immeasurable. As children are smuggled by the dozens, assaults and rapes and soar, and all Harris and Biden do is ignore.
Number one.
You say it's in China's interest, though. Would you agree, though, Dr. Fauci, it is in their interest to hide it if there was a lab leak or worse?
You know, Willie, I don't want to be speculating on that because every time I say something like that, you know it as well as I. It will get completely taken out of context. It's not helpful.
Yes, but it's true. Pressure. That's what Anthony Fauci is feeling and his acolytes for getting every major issue wrong in the pandemic, most notably the dismissal of the lab leak theory. And through it all, he's able to write a book. He is finally being outed as a disgrace that he is. And unlike Governor Cuomo of New York, who released a book and then the numbers fell apart and his 9 accusers stepped forward and he using special services for his family and friends became apparent and many more things, including lying about nursing homes, he ends up disgraced. Still trying to run for re-election, but disgraced. Anthony Fauci will be outed as a fraud before his book comes out. So don't blame China. Do you believe this? Well, don't blame them. Why would they want to kill their own people? Yeah, I don't know if you're paying attention, if we can get her and get this guy a newspaper, but they've already rounded up millions of Muslims and are torturing them and put them in concentration camps. Did you see Tiananmen Square in the 80s? They don't care about their own people at all. It's an oppressive communist country. What does he not understand about that? So Vanity Fair does an extensive piece about how there was big push behind the scenes to look at this Wuhan lab as one of the causes of this pandemic that's killed almost 600,000 Americans. It's also become clear that Robert Redfield, who was the former head of the CDC, told Vanity Fair in January of 2020 he received a message from George Gao, head of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Redfield immediately offered to send a team of specialists to investigate when Gao told him this is really bad. He had suspicions of the Wuhan lab. He said, let me send my guys over. He said if a team found antibodies and blood samples of workers there, then it would be convincing evidence. China refused. And we end up unprepared for the pandemic and the nature of the virus is going to hit our shores. Tell me that doesn't bother you. I'm not looking just to blame. I'm looking to find out what happened, what hit us, so we can stop the next one from happening. We're great at vaccines. We weren't great at stopping something. We didn't know what it was. So Anthony Fauci, after they released 3,000 of his emails, roughly, has had to explain a lot of the dialogue and a lot of the redactions in his own personal correspondence with other officials. And here's what he was saying as the questions get a little tougher on other networks, just a little bit. Cut one on MSNBC.
I mean, obviously you want openness and cooperation. One of the ways you can get it is don't be accusatory. I think the accusatory part about it is only going to get them to pull back even more.
News for you. It's been over a year. Trying to finesse our way around the origins of the virus is not working, especially when you wouldn't want to entertain it prior. And Facebook and others look to shelve your accounts should you bring it up as a fringe theory, like Senator Tom Cotton brought up. So here's what I mean by a tough question. John Berman and CNN, who put him on the glide path every time he puts on the headset or puts in the earpiece and goes on their show. Cut four.
An email exchange between you and NIH Director Francis Collins. The email sent to you said conspiracy theory gains momentum. And this, again, was the idea of the lab leak. Those emails, though, as you can see on the screen, or I can see on the screen, was all redacted between you and Francis Collins.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember? Do you remember
John,
what was the email?
John, they only took about 10,000 emails from me. Of course I remember. I remember all 10,000 of them. Give me a break.
but to be clear, you're saying you don't remember, or you can't tell us what was in the body of that exchange.
I don't remember what's in that redacted, but the idea, I think, is quite far-fetched that the Chinese deliberately engineered something so that they could kill themselves as well as other people. I think that's a bit far out.
Hmm. There are certain emails that we all send that we remember, and that with that topic about the Wuhan lab theory and it coming from a lab is something that would stand out. And why exactly would it be redacted? Wouldn't that jar his message? They say they redact, if I could just be so general, they say they redact because they're doing an investigation and it would affect the investigation. Who are they investigating? I didn't know that. Are they? Really? Okay. I thought it came from a bat. What's there to investigate? Can we just see what you said and why the topic was so intriguing? You got to read this Vanity Fair story. Really disturbing. Not really sure why all of a sudden Anthony Fauci is getting some scrutiny, but I'm enjoying it. I want it to continue. Admiral Brett Giroir did a great job with the president's pandemic task force, was not in charge of Anthony Fauci, but noted a lot of his statements behind the scenes and in front of the camera. Cut 12.
The president suggested that it could have been a lab leak. Many of us suggested it was a lab leak. So this was obviously in contradiction to a hypothesis that we know is still likely the most likely one. So, of course, it was an antagonistic to the president's position and to many of the people's positions within the Trump administration. Okay. It was against it.
Yeah. I don't want to take too much time away from Admiral Stavridis because we got some serious issues with China, Afghanistan, and Russia to go over, as well as get into a George P. Bush when it comes to oil and gas and what they did in the southern part of the southeast part of America 2 weeks ago with this ransomware. But I do want you to hear this. Dr. Francis Collins has been exchanging with Anthony Fauci pretty regularly. And some of these emails are controversial, to say the least, on COVID-19. So, for example, when he decides to go up and explain himself in some of these emails, this is how he tries to do it, saying basically, it's not a bioweapon, it doesn't fit the criteria, and we're in the middle of this, so why focus on that? Cut 14.
There were a lot of conspiracy theories and other ideas floating around at that point. One of them was that actually SARS-CoV-2 had been a bioengineered bioweapon created on purpose by human intervention by the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That doesn't fit with what we know about this particular viral genome. Another was that NIH had somehow been complicit in the generation of this dangerous virus, and I can tell you categorically that did not happen. But then there was this other idea that maybe it was an accident, a lab leak, that the Institute had been studying this virus, that it happened somehow in nature, and it got loose. I never rejected that one, although there was no evidence to support it.
More likely there is, and if we've been able to test and get access, it would have been. And if you brought it up and put pressure, perhaps, as America, the United States of America, along with Australia, the Southeast Pacific, as well as Europe, we might have pressured them to get answers. But since a year and a half it's been, now we're getting questions. Now Anthony Fauci's getting questions. I'm glad, but it's way too late, and it just shows you how politicized science has become. Does it make you think that maybe the same thing when it comes to green energy and the whole global climate change movement? We're supposed to believe the science. How dare we question? When we come back, Admiral James Stavridis, the challenges we face globally and what people are seeing from the outside that they think is happening on the inside here in America, and George P. Bush, the Texas Land Commissioner who wants to be the next Attorney General. Busy hour. So glad you're here. By the way, the job numbers are in. We added 559,000. The market mildly happy with that, but it is below expectations of 650,000. Unemployment rate drops to 5.8%. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base is Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Memorial Day is not just the official start of the summer season. Its purpose began more than 150 years ago after the Civil War, historian William Federer.
Southern women began to scatter flowers on the graves of both Northern and Southern soldiers.
A half million died in the Civil War, more than in any conflict in American history. In the decades since, Memorial Day honors all the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice in serving this country.
It is the appreciation, the gratefulness for the freedoms that we have and where they came from.
Faith is the lens through which Federer sees history. For example, he says some of the greatest scientific discoveries happened because scientists like Copernicus, Kepler, and even Galileo believed in a creation ordered by a God of laws.
Galileo says the laws of nature are written by the hand of God in the language of mathematics. And then Galileo says God is known in nature by his works and by doctrine in his revealed word.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure. But 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Angelina Jolie and Finn Little for their new thriller, Those Who Wish Me Dead, about a smoke jumper dealing with a past trauma when she meets a young boy who witnessed a murder, sending them running from two hitmen and a blazing fire.
Is that a big appeal of doing this, getting to explore a world that you might otherwise not be able to?
Absolutely. And to explore it with a director that really knows and loves this part of the world, and to get to know the firefighters, the smoke jumpers, the survivalists, the people that are in this part of America.
As for all the action included, teamwork was key.
From sitting underneath a helicopter to jumping off a fire tower with Angelina doing the stunts, it was awesome.
Angelina, for you, what was a welcome challenge, something that even you haven't done before?
Part of it was working with Finn, that usually I'm on my own when I do a lot of this kind of work, or with another adult. So to be with somebody who's younger, just to be aware of where he is at all times. But again, you know, he was so tough.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Mr. President, will you retaliate against Russia for this latest ransomware attack?
We're looking closely at that issue.
Do you think Putin is testing you?
No.
Yeah, I would say the answer is yes. But let's see what Admiral James Stavridis says. He's the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, among his many titles. His book is a bestseller, 2034, a novel of the next world war. And that is really looking at China's challenge militarily with us, where they plan on being, especially in light of what they said this week. But first things first, Admiral, welcome.
Good to be with you, Brian, as always.
Admiral, I'll tell you what, we're looking at a ransomware attack on the MTA, one on the Narragansett Ferry, one that took the East Coast pipeline down to its knees and doubled gas prices in some places, and now our meat industry, 20% of our meat industry, and it's coming from Russia. How is this not a message sent to America and this administration?
Oh, it clearly is. And President Putin is very obviously testing President Biden, and he's doing it, frankly, with, as usual, exquisite tactical timing in the run-up to President Biden's first big overseas in-person trip, where? To Europe, to NATO, to the European Union. So this is Vladimir Putin firing shot after shot. You know, one of my favorite authors is Ian Fleming, who wrote all the James Bond novels, Brian. And he has a line in one of the novels about when you're getting shot at, the first time is happenstance, the second time, coincidence, the third time, it's enemy action. And we're way above three right now.
What's the correct response?
I would start by confronting Putin very directly about this and putting him on personal notice from the eyes of our president right into Vladimir Putin's eyes. More substantially, the next thing to do is to use our offensive cyber capability to go after these ransomware hacking groups. And let's see if Vladimir Putin is in the business of actually trying to defend them with his own cyber. So you go after the actual perps, if you will. And then third, you begin to put real pressure on Russia through things like opposing the gas pipeline, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. There are still ways to make Vladimir Putin's administration pay for this kind of activities. And let's be clear, the attacks you're talking about, the ransomware attacks, are not being done by the Russian government, but they are being done, in my view, with the acquiescence of the Russian government, which kind of amounts to the same thing.
Yeah, right. Are we capable of doing the same to them?
Yes, absolutely. And before we, however, launch our own letters of marque and send private cyber criminal activities, that's not where we want to go. What we want to do is use our defensive capabilities. But then I think this is a good role for the U.S. Cyber Command, the military four-star combatant command that we stood up just a few years ago. Turn them loose on these companies, right, these criminal elements. And by the way, while we're at it, this is probably a pretty good time to start cracking down on cryptocurrencies, which are how all of these ransomwares are being paid off.
Which is pretty amazing. We got to catch up to a major conference today in America about cryptocurrencies, and a lot of them are skirting taxes. We're talking to Admiral James Travitas. Admiral, let's talk about what China said this week. And I'll paraphrase. They said they're going to build up their nuclear arsenal in order to go to war with us. And they want to make our cities shiver in anticipation of a would-be attack. What are they getting at? Why now?
They are feeling very empowered coming out of COVID. They have seen the rest of the world's economy lag behind theirs, and that's because they used extreme authoritarian measures to crack the virus early. As a result, their economy is strong. Their technology is growing. They're building the largest war fleet of Navy vessels in the world. And comments like this are simply a part of what President Xi is striving to do, which is to make China the preeminent global power. We ought to wake up, and that's why I wrote the book, 2034, A Novel of the Next World War, to point out that this is a looming tower and we're going to have to confront China.
In what way?
We need a combination of strategies. So we need a strong and capable military so they're deterred from attacking us. We need to use our economic tools. I think it's smart that the Biden administration has kept on many of the tariffs that were imposed by the Trump administration. We need a diplomatic strategy that brings our allies, partners, friends to the fight with us. In other words, when President Biden goes to Europe, he ought to be talking to Russia, but talking with our allies about China. And then finally, Brian, we need to maintain our technology advantage in everything from quantum computing to nanotechnology. We need a coherent strategy to face China if we're going to be successful.
Yeah, that would help. Here's what Lindsey Graham said about Iran. Cut 44.
The Iran nuclear agreement being envisioned by the Biden administration is too dangerous. I don't trust the Iranians with enrichment. I have an alternative with Senator Menendez from New Jersey. You can have nuclear power, but you can't make your own fuel. Do away with the enrichment program and let the world supply the spent fuel rods for the Arabs and the Iranians. That way they can't make a bomb.
Your thoughts?
I think that makes a great deal of sense. And that's roughly the systems that are in place for Japan, for example, which has a great deal of nuclear power plants, but they are not in a position of building bombs. So drawing the line between peaceful use of nuclear power, which occurs in many, many countries around the world, and I think is part of the way we address climate, that's fine. But we need to safeguard regimes that have the ability to turn it into bombs.
Right, Admiral. But you know they don't want nuclear energy. They want a nuclear bomb. They have enough oil.
Of course.
Go get the Admiral's book if you want to find out about what could be facing us in the next world war called 2034, A Novel of the Next World War. Admiral, thanks so much.
Hope to see you down here soon, Brian.
Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley.
Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor David Oyelowo, who stars in and makes his feature directorial debut with the new family adventure in theaters, The Waterman. Its story follows a boy on a quest to find a mythical figure with healing powers to save his ill mother.
Story, this film chose me as its director. It's not what I set out to do originally. The reason I gravitated towards it as a producer, as an actor, was it reminded me of the films I loved growing up.
He shared how being a father inspired him while making the film, keeping his young audience in mind.
Absolutely. And also seeing what my kids gravitate towards and seeing where they're being underserved as well. You know, there's a lot of entertainment for them, but not all of it, in fact, very little of it, has real meaning, you know, like a morality tale, a cautionary tale, something that you can sort of have a debate about, a conversation about.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned it. Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks, and no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
He's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Don't stop, Journey fans are ready to do this. Hold on to that. Journey's newly revamped lineup will perform at the 2021 edition of Chicago's annual Lollapalooza Festival, according to guitarist Neil Sean. Saying he was dying to get on stage again, Sean broke the news to rock DJ legend Eddie Trunk back in December, then reconfirmed the news this week with a tweet saying, "Chicago, it's on. See you there at Lollapalooza." A video from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot confirmed that the festival would return to the city's Grant Park this year after being forced by the COVID-19 pandemic to convert to online performances in 2020. Trunk mentioned to Sean that Journey were an unusual choice for the largely alternative hip-hop and electronic music-minded festival during their December interview. The guitarist replied, "I can guarantee you with the new blood in the band, when we get together for 2 weeks of rehearsals before that show, we will be the new alternative." Laura Ingle, Fox News.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What we're seeing at the border is only a snapshot of what happens to these people. Imagine the hundreds of miles that they go without any U.S. intervention like we have here at the border. Imagine what happens to them when they're doing the dangerous trek from Honduras and Salvador through Mexico. Imagine what happens to the people that get raped, get assaulted, including adults and young kids. We only see a snapshot. We don't see what's happening in those countries.
That is Henry Cuellar. He's congressman, Democratic congressman from Texas. And he, when I went to the border, two of the three times I went to the border, he's been there. And he wears a members-only jacket, and he's not looking for interviews. He's looking to solve problems. That's with the Republican president. He is very disappointed with President Biden's policy at the border. So is the land commissioner, George P. Bush. He's of Texas and a candidate now for Texas Attorney General. Made a major announcement this week for his career after being a land commissioner for 6 years, which is a prestigious position in Texas. George P., welcome back.
Great to be with you, man. Good morning.
Congressman Cuellar is somebody I imagine you really appreciate, somebody who cares about his citizens more than his party.
Absolutely. He's really a courageous man for stepping out against the party because he sees the conditions on the ground. And this is the largest surge of illegal immigration in modern American history due to the Biden-Harris inaction and the reversal of the Trump policies. And so, you know, he's speaking truth to his constituencies. I'm actually calling you pretty close to his district, not quite in his district. I'm in the Rio Grande Valley. But we did get a brief yesterday on the Laredo area of responsibility where he does represent. And any AOR you're talking about, whether it's El Paso, Laredo, Del Rio, or down here in McAllen, it's record numbers, 177,000 arrests of illegal immigration in the month of April alone. The May projection is going to be roughly in that ballpark for a total figure. Some estimates put it at about 1.3 million, which would be a record dating back to about 2000 from what I'm hearing. So, you know, hopefully the White House will wake up. Hopefully the president, the vice president will actually come down and accept our governor's request to see the border and see the conditions on the ground.
Is it as bad as you've seen it?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. You know, Fox News just put out some alarming video of just the taste of what's happening in terms of human trafficking, in terms of the humanitarian crisis that's taking place. And really, it's the national policy right now to reward drug cartels that use their trafficking routes for moving narcotics, now making 3x per pound of narcotics or fentanyl by moving humans, using a lot of the same routes. And so you have children that are being recycled, in the words of a lot of the professionals here on the border, because that's one of the loopholes under our protocols, under immigration law. But Border Patrol just recently uncovered a rape that occurred in the area that I was in just yesterday through an aerial asset and was able to break up the act. So this is, you know, as the congressman said, the activity that's taking place on the other side of the border is not being witnessed by the American public. If they did, I think more Democrats would actually come to our side and said enough is enough.
Well, I think so, too. I think that if the Democrats plan on keeping Arizona or their Senate seat, which is Senator Mark Kelly, if they plan on making more inroads in Texas, they're not doing it this way. And because you talk to Texans and they are alarmed. I talk to people. Everybody I talk to is alarmed. You don't hear much from California. So, George, it was a big week for you. You know, you got to be you could have all the ambition and all the talent you want. Timing is everything. Why do you believe that after 6 years as land commissioner, now's the time to go for attorney general in Texas?
Well, for several years now, Texans know that our current attorney general has been under criminal securities fraud indictment.
And Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton, correct. And, you know, as a top law enforcement official, I think you have to be above reproach, not under criminal investigation and or indictment. The FBI recently announced that they're investigating allegations of bribery and corruption from his top eight lieutenants, and I'll allow that investigation to play out. But, you know, Texans are just confused that, you know, the top law enforcement official is trying to keep himself out of jail instead of stacking up mugshots of hardened criminals in our state. But I have specific ideas to improve the agency. For example, Brian, 2/3 of this budget of about $660 million and 4,200 full-time employees is devoted to alimony payment collection. Certainly we can leverage technologies of today to make a government agency of this size more efficient, just like I did at the land office where I brought oil and gas lease sales online and generated billions in additional revenue for public schools. I think we need a renewed focus on human trafficking. Yes, this ties into the border crisis, but there's a lot of domestic grooming of young Texas women everything from Instagram to social media platforms. And there have been zero referrals of human trafficking cases to the state AG's office from local DAs. Mm-hmm. That has to change. Also, in a state of about 30 million people, we've only have four prosecutors in the Attorney General's office taking on voter fraud in a large state like ours, and that's unacceptable. Hopefully, we can pass our new voter integrity bill that, unfortunately, the Democrats quit their job in the last day of our session, so we weren't able to pass it. The governor's called a special to bring everybody back to hopefully get that in. But as AG, I would defend that law and be proactive and get investigators and prosecutors into the fold.
Well, you know that the Democrats walked out of your state legislature in order to not to be a part and give a quorum to Republicans who have the majority, and we're going to pass voting reform. They say it's too restrictive. They weren't dealt in, and they left. You're AG. What would you do?
Well, unfortunately, this is similar to what happened in Georgia, where the people that are protesting, the people that are upset about the bill, don't actually read the bill. You know, so, you know, most Americans would say, you know, enough is enough with respect to ballot harvesting, where in Texas we have unsolicited absentee ballots sent to anyone if you are in a voter roll. We didn't have enough mechanisms to expunge people off a voter roll if they've either moved out of another state or out of our county, or if you are dead. That's unacceptable as well. We have a debate over voter ID. I think voter ID has shown that it reduces significantly voter fraud in a state like Texas, where historically we've seen voter fraud in all parts of our state. So, you know, this is about the validity of an election system, making sure that it's protected, that there's never a question about how that process is run. And that's why, as AG, I would defend that law if it gets passed.
So Ken Paxton, seems you would know better as an AG, guess along with the current governor well. Do you think that would present a problem if they combine forces to make sure George P. is not the next attorney general?
Well, I think the governor, from what I understand, is going to stay out of this race, along with lieutenant governor. I've had
Dan
a chance
Patrick.
To visit with both of them, Dan Patrick, during the legislative session. And, you know, like me, I mean, I'm just concerned with the behavior, and they won't allow the investigation to play out. But my message right now, and whether it's with President Trump or other great elected leaders in Texas, is look, the Democrats are all in on this race. They know Ken Paxton is the weak link, and that if he's our nominee, the Democrats will have their first statewide elective office in close to 30 years. And that is, I can't describe to you the consequences of that in the middle of redistricting, in the middle of a liberal progressive agenda in Washington, D.C., to have a Democrat AG in Texas. That would destroy our legislative agenda and destroy the redistricting maps that we draft, hopefully in a special session sometime in the fall.
So your dad famously clashed with President Trump in 2016, vying for the nomination. What did your dad tell you about running for this office? And some people have written, wow, you chose Donald Trump, who is a fan of yours, a supporter of yours, and you're a supporter of his, over your dad. What do you say to people?
Well, you know, if there's a family out there in American politics that understands the rough and tumble nature of politics, it would be mine. You know, I did support my dad when he ran. And when things didn't work out, I immediately turned to Donald Trump. I came out in support of him before a lot of our elected leadership here in the state of Texas. And my argument is, look, when Bushes and Trumps come together, good things happen. When I ran the victory effort, so in Texas, that means I ran the state party's finance effort, we achieved a high watermark in Republican Party politics when President Trump was at the top of the ballot. We got a historic margin in the state House and the state Senate. Unfortunately, that tide is receding right now in Texas with the Beto effect and other things that have played out in our local politics. But, you know, we make a really good team. Dad gets it. He knows this is about taking on Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and now Joe Biden. So he gets it. And for our state, really, I mean, when you look at the border, law enforcement, the inactivity on the border, but a forcing of federal regulation and overreach on other aspects like oil and gas, where you and I have visited on, the stakes are too high to let a mean tweet get in the way of people.
So I guess you have it. How about your uncle? I mean, he's got great political instincts, a lot of success as two-term governor of Texas. Have you sought his advice?
Absolutely. You know, he encouraged me to run. He thought it was unacceptable that in the wake of arguably the largest scandal in Texas politics in probably 50 years, going back to the Sharpstown scandal of 72, that we needed a new voice and a new face that can actually focus on the office instead of dealing with criminal investigations and trials. So, you know, he's had some really good advice. he encouraged me to focus on the border, and that's led to my first endorsement yesterday in my first day of campaigning, where the National Border Patrol Council endorsed me. You know, Brandon Judd has provided some great leadership. This is the exclusive union that represents 18,000 Border Patrol officials that wear the green every day and keep the watch on the border. And so there's other tricks up the George W. Bush sleeve that have been helpful in terms of reaching out for support here in our state.
Would you think that he might come on the stump with you as it gets closer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's going to be a few Bushes. You know, people have really positive feelings about my family's service to Texas. I've worked on bills that continue to honor his leadership when he was governor, as we build out our Capitol complex up in Austin, Texas. But, yeah, I think he'll be, you know, in the fold and giving some advice. And just like I try to get advice from President Trump or my dad, I'll take whatever tits I can get.
So you got the law degree, you got the military background, now you have 6 years political experience and more in a very big way. So at 45 years old, are you still enjoying politics, which, as you said, is rough and tumble, can be personally devastating? I know your grandfather never got over, to a degree, his loss against Bill Clinton. Felt like he failed. You guys don't win every race you get in. So here you are, you know, a decade or so into this. Do you still have a passion for it?
It's actually stronger than it's ever been. You know, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on the trail, but when I announced 2 days ago, you know, there was just such a sense of lightning and a surge of energy for me that I'm super excited, because I love Texans. I love our issues. They're really complicated, and that's what drives me to public service. But you're right. I mean, I'm the only member of the Bush family to have won my first race. You know, people forget that. George W. lost his first race for Congress in West Texas in the 70s, and my grandfather for Senate, and my dad for governor. But, you know, you get back up and you dust yourself off, and then you offer vision and passion to your fellow constituents, to your fellow man, and, you know, they follow you. So, you know, on this campaign, it's a righteous campaign. Texans deserve better, a lead prosecutor that's above reproach and ready to focus on the job and take on hardened criminals backing the thin blue line and the thin green line.
The thing what I love about your family, you, your uncle, your dad, got a chance to know your grandfather, read the books, even your grandmother read their books. You guys understand whether you're going to get the vote or not. The politics is about service. It's not about ego. Yeah, you got to be confident, but it's got to be, I think I'm the right person to help people. That seems to be the approach that I get through the generations. Is that a correct read?
That's absolutely it. You know, it's not about a title. It's not about a lapel pin. It's not about being on TV or, you know, being on radio. It's about doing the right thing for people. And when I look at my state and I look at the future of our party, this is a deficit in leadership when it comes to the attorney general's office. When I first ran for land office, what I saw was a high, you know, as a military veteran, because I served for 10 years and deployed to Afghanistan as part of Operation Enduring Freedom, is that I saw a high rate of suicide. The largest rate of suicide in any community you will find is in the military veteran community, with 22 a day, and a high rate of unemployment in the post 9/11 generation. And that's what called me to run for the land office, because we deal with veterans affairs in the state. And similar to that, in terms of attorney general, you know, I've loved my service at the land office. I've completed now 4 legislative sessions, worked to provide billions in additional funding through oil and gas lease management. But what brings me to this fight, you know, was human trafficking survivors and working alongside of them during our legislative session, where the fastest growing crime in our state right now is the sale of young women for sex. And, you know, the border issue ties into it, but it's also occurring domestically, where pimps and perps and johns are constantly buying and trading. And to me, I find it very disgusting. And so I was just thrilled to be able to work on legislative items that took the fight to sexually oriented businesses and to take the fight to johns, the pimps, and the perps. So I want to do it every day, and that's why I'm going to be on this trail for a little over a year.
George P. Bush, Texas Land Commissioner, wants to be the next attorney, Texas Attorney General. Best of luck the rest of the way, George. Thanks so much for joining us, and we hope to talk to you on the campaign trail.
You got it, brother. You're welcome anytime.
Oh, you got it. And he's going to the border, spending a lot of time, because that's what Texans, and that's what most Americans are really concerned about, I would think. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back with your calls in just a moment. 1-866-408-7669.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses on
the Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances, from mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans. Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Neighbors in Nova Scotia who helped a family overcome many challenges makes today's Dean's List. Alvaro Wiggins was diagnosed with kidney failure, and it made his life very difficult. He wasn't able to work, and his family had to move into public housing. Alvaro had many friends, so prior to getting sick, he was involved with many organizations and charities to help others. Sarah McLaren, who worked with Alvaro, wanted to help him and his family, so she set up a GoFundMe campaign in hopes of bringing in enough money to purchase a house and help with Alvaro's living expenses. A local organization called A Home for Everyone stepped in. Real estate agents donate a portion of their commission to help housing-related charities. And this year's earnings went towards helping Alvaro and his family find a new home. And within weeks, they found one. Local businesses around the area donated time and furniture to help fill their new home. Alvaro says, "I don't even know how to find the words to thank everyone who has supported this dream." Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. How should you talk about coronavirus vaccines with your friends and family? Vaccines can be a contentious issue for some, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has some suggestions on how you can go about it. For instance, listen to their questions with empathy. The amount of information and misinformation about COVID vaccines can be overwhelming, and it can be helpful to listen without judgment. Also, acknowledge their emotions so they know you've heard their concerns. Ask open-ended questions to explore their concerns. This will get you more than a yes or no answer and can help you understand what someone is worried about. Ask permission to share information. Help them find their own reason to get vaccinated. And help make their vaccination happen if they want to. Offer to help family members or friends make an appointment, and if they want, go with them for support. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is the United States Senate, the most deliberate body in the world, and it was by design.
And these take time. You just can't. I know everyone's in a hurry right now. If anyone understands the process, it's President Joe Biden with 36 years of experience or more here. He understands it and gets it well. I hope his staff understands it also what we're trying to do. We've got to bring our country together. We can't continue to split and go further apart. We just can't do that. And we've got to work together, and that takes a lot of time and energy and patience.
And let me just tell you, what Joe Manchin's referring to is the progress made on the infrastructure bill. So I know there's not enough of it is infrastructure. If you talk about roads, bridges, and tunnels, the Republicans were on the record saying they want to do something. When you talk about preschool, when you talk about elder care, when you talk about free college and paying off student loans, that's care and a minimum wage. That's nothing to do with infrastructure. So that was the debate of a month ago. So he went from 2.3 trillion. He said, what about 1.7? They said, this is just moving money around. You're going to ask for it separately. He said, what about 1.4? And then this week, Senator Capito, also of West Virginia, sat down with Joe Biden, and he came down to $1 trillion. Now, why is that significant? I don't have the details yet, but I will say this. The Republicans were at $940 billion. They should be able to make up the difference. And I'm curious to see if this is real. Or do they have a choice? Here's Senator Bill Hagerty, cut 36.
I think it's going to make it very hard within their own party. You've got Joe Manchin, you've got Kyrsten Sinema. They're going to have a hard time with this, Larry. And I agree with you. It's going to make it more difficult. I also think they've taken this move, though, to put more pressure on the negotiations that are taking place right now on the infrastructure package. Schumer can then show this as a backstop. But I don't think it's going to work in that regard. I don't think we should let it pressure us.
It should pressure you, but if you get a good deal and don't get everything, and they're not going to up the corporate tax rate, but put a minimum tax rate in. Listen, Republicans don't owe much to corporations. It's only how it affects other people that work for those corporations compared to other countries. I see progress. I see hope. Because so many on the left are ticked off, like Bernie Sanders and AOC, that we're even having these conversations. Keep your fingers crossed.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's POWER to 321321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. He's back. President Trump was the highlight Saturday night at the North Carolina Republican Convention in Greenville. Mr. Trump urged North Carolinians to repudiate the current occupant of the White House.
I stand before you today confident that the people of North Carolina will decisively reject Joe Biden and the radical Democrats, the war on the American worker, the American family, and the American nation.
former president also brought up his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, to the stage. She told the crowd they already have a winning 2-0 record in the state, and she received heavy applause when she asked the rhetorical question, why not make it 3, a hint at another Trump presidency. Terrorist groups becoming more emboldened by President Biden's stance toward Iran.
Iran is what's funding these operations.
Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee says Iran's fingerprints are all over the recent attacks on Israel.
It's Iranian technology that's underlying the rockets that are being launched. Make no mistake, Iran is behind this.
Senator Hagerty tells the Salem Radio Network President Biden's embrace of Iran has given the regime's proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah the confidence to resume their attacks against the Jewish state. Bob Agner reporting.
The Justice Department will no longer secretly obtain reporters' records during leak investigations.
President Biden has said it's simply wrong to seize journalists' records and had pledged last month that his Justice Department would halt the practice. The tactic has been used by both Democratic and Republican administrations in efforts to identify the people, sources, who reveal classified information to journalists. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Microsoft blamed accidental human error for its Bing search engine briefly not showing images for the search term Tank Man on the anniversary of the bloody military crackdown in Tiananmen Square. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
It's almost like the script was written for Twilight Zone.
A new U.S. government report fails to give a definitive explanation of UFOs spotted by military pilots. It finds no evidence they are linked to aliens, but doesn't deny the possibility either. That report examines unexplained sightings from recent years that in some cases have been captured on video of the pilots talking about those objects flying out in front of them. One government official says it does not rule out that what the pilots may have seen could be new technologies developed by other nations. Jason Walker reporting.
Washington and Lee University's trustees voted 22-6 to keep Confederate General Robert E. Lee in the school's name. The vote follows an 11-month review of the name, symbols, and other issues related to the school's long history. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A schoolyard clash over so-called homosexual pride flags got some students suspended, others expelled from their Florida middle school.
It happened at Seminole Middle School, where some students displayed the flags at an outdoor lunch table. One draped a flag around their shoulder. Other students came over and grabbed the flags. A tug of war ensued, and a student fell down and was dragged on the ground. Another student at the same school reported being harassed and bullied in April after wearing a pro-Donald Trump face mask and a ball cap in class. Some of the students will be assigned to an alternative school as a result. Patrick Frost reporting.
The White House confirming this week President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle before heading to Belgium for NATO and European summits. That would make him the 13th American president that the 95-year-old monarch has met during her record-breaking reign. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This hour, we're going to be joined by Governor Jim Justice. I was able to speak to him yesterday in West Virginia. So I was able to talk to him about regular news as well as what was going on with the special I have on airing on Fox News, but ultimately was taped for Fox Nation. I'll talk about that. But Governor Jim Justice, one of the most respected governors in the country, good friend of President Trump and Pierre. They're both multimillionaires and both went into politics and both get great controversy. He'll be you'll hear that interview exclusively here, only here. And then Chris Wallace at the bottom of the hour, 1-866-408-7669. To hear from you. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I think it's going to make it very hard within their own party. You've got Joe Manchin, you've got Kyrsten Sinema. It's going to make it more difficult. I also think they've taken this move, though, to put more pressure on the negotiations that are taking place right now in the infrastructure package. I don't think we should let it pressure us.
Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, can we get an actual deal done? Seems like President Biden has dropped his $1.4 trillion to $1 trillion. As GOP, we're at a $900 billion mark, just over that. Sticking points remain, tax increases. But I think we're on our way to an actual bargain. Why? Because Joe knows he doesn't have the Democratic votes.
Number two. This is a bigger picture, right? We have children coming across our border. He's really only one of 20,000 children that are now in our custody. This is the worst part of Biden's policies.
True. Sarah Carter on the border with a 9-year-old who hadn't seen his mother in years was calling her from the border. He made his way up there alone. And guess what? He gets to stay. Ignoring the problem won't make it go away. President Biden's border catastrophe is at its breaking point. As the numbers swell, the toll on border states is immeasurable. As children are smuggled by the dozens, assaults and rapes soar. And all Harris and Biden do is ignore.
Number one.
You say it's in China's interest, though. Would you agree, though, Dr. Fauci, it is in their interest to hide it if there was a lab leak or worse?
You know, Willie, I don't want to be speculating on that because every time I say something like that, you know it as well as I. It will get completely taken out of context. It's not helpful.
Yeah, not helpful. Anthony Fauci, pressure. That's what's coming down on Dr. Fauci and his acolytes for getting every major issue wrong on the pandemic, most notably the dismissal of the lab leak theory. And through it all, he's able to write a book, and he's finally being outed as the disgrace I believe he is. He's a politician who went out of his way to discredit the previous administration through subtle size and S-I-G-H-S, size, as well as continuing to give contradictory interviews, subtle ones at that, at every network and every podcast that requests. It is bizarre. Now a Vanity Fair article comes out on the heels of Nicholas Wade's great Science Magazine article to talk about what really went down and what we still don't know with the Wuhan Institute, Viral Institute, right there, where this virus really took root and how it really probably did not come from a bat or any type of animal into a human. Why is that important? Not only does China kill a culpable and should be liable for all the death and destruction they've done economically and personally on the American people and those around the globe, but they lied and made everything worse. And the people that cover up for it are these doctors, led by Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is mind-numbingly lauded by everybody on the left. I don't get why. He looks like everyone's uncle, but he's just not credible. Here is Dr. Anthony Fauci, for example. I think pretending to be, that's all I can say, pretending to be naive about the nature of China and candor. Cut to.
Why is it so hard to find the source of this outbreak? Is it because China is so opaque? Is it because WHO is not sharing information? Why is this so difficult?
Well, I think one of the things is that we need better access to all the information. I mean, it's obviously in China's interest to find out exactly what it is. And the is of the natural theory would be to find that link.
Right. It's in national interest for them, not us, to find. And if they did find it, they're not sharing. The WHO did a report. It was so choreographed and they were so repressed in their investigation. They recommended, after reading the report, to still get more information on your own or be more transparent. But yet Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's in their best interest. Does he understand the world we're living in? Is he some 15-year-old studying social studies in 11th grade wondering why China isn't nicer and more transparent? What is going on? Just remember, there's a lot of people who have to toe the line, and I did not know this until recently, with Anthony Fauci, because not only does he have the biggest salary in government, he also has the purse strings to finance institutes and studies. So if he comes out with a statement or something he leaves out and you counter him, don't expect to get any funding as no matter how meritorious your project may be. Do you understand? That's the way it works. When we come back, Governor Jim Justice of the great state of West Virginia, Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry.
Pulling up. Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances. From mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans, Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fox on Justice. In Washington, a 36-member bipartisan panel met to begin a 6-month public study of the Supreme Court. Appointed by President Biden, the commission will look at potentially changing the number of justices on the court, even life tenure. In 1937, President Franklin D. Roosevelt wanted 15 justices on the court, a plan called court packing. The plan failed. In 1983, Delaware Senator Joe Biden criticized Roosevelt's plan.
It was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible mistake to make.
The Constitution does not establish a set number of justices, though it's been 9 since 1869, 4 years after the end of the Civil War. Georgetown law professor Paul Smith.
There is a long tradition in Washington of appointing a commission when you try to do something that is not actually doing anything. You know, this looks like it may be that.
The commission will put out a report by November, but to make significant changes to the court, both houses of Congress would have to sign off along with the president. David Spunt, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with singer, actor, model, F9 star Tyrese Gibson, who was revealed as the Masked Singer's Robopine. And talk about commitment to the role. It was all part of Gibson's keep them guessing strategy because he says he's already an open book.
I said, if you throw any of these obvious clues out there, people are going to figure it out. So I said, I'm 60 years old from Costa Rica.
Gibson is excited to have this experience to share with his daughters.
I'm at a place right now in my career where I just hope that I can do something cool and interesting that would kind of make me a cool dad.
And there's another takeaway from Robopine.
I will never go to any theme park ever and look at, you know, people wearing costumes and not have type of empathy for them.
Plus, he says it's a very different performance stage to get used to.
I'm used to 30,000 plus people. I'm not used to singing and being judged.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971, Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I was on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks so much for listening. Yesterday, I had a chance to go to West Virginia. I had to do a special, and I'd had to. It's an opportunity to do a special for Fox News Channel, previewing the new season of What Made America Great, which I know you've been watching on Fox Nation. It's a chance for me to travel the country and go to different moments and meet different people and monuments that make America, America, right? Remember, we're not apologizing for America. There's great things in America. I'm up to, I think 33 features. So the last one, I'm going to I wanted to highlight everything from the Greenbrier. Greenbrier is where a bomb shelter actually was top secret till 1992 to have us survive, government, really Congress survive, should there be a nuclear war. No one knew about it for 30 years. So I'll unveil that and give you details. Meanwhile, the owner happens to be the governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice. Here's my interview when we started talking about news of the day for today.
Governor, do people in West Virginia care about what's happening in Texas, New Mexico, California, at the border?
Well, sure they do.
Arizona?
And I'll tell you exactly why they do. First of all, the people of West Virginia are in tune more than you'll ever know. But the reason that they care is just this. They see the infringement and the deterioration in many ways of all of us. I mean, that's just all there is to it. You know, if... I don't see how in the world you could think anything's good about what's going on at the border today. You know, if you've got all these people that are wanting to come, and then when they come, you've got families and everything that are all jammed into a room like this, and there are maybe 100 people in here, and all the different things that are happening and everything, you know, that from the standpoint of drugs or crime or whatever it may be, how could that be good? I mean, were we not better than that in America? And so they see deterioration and everything. You know, sure, West Virginia is sheltered from the standpoint it's a long ways from the border, but at the same time, we sure feel the exact pain.
What about critical race theory?
Well,
is that in the West Virginia schools?
I guess from the standpoint of maybe not nearly to the level that it may be throughout all of our big cities and what in California and on and on and on, but surely it's present in our schools and you know it's exact same thing. It's concern.
You think you understand that sometimes West Virginia doesn't get the respect, but they're getting the respect now. You got two senators right in the middle of some of the biggest legislation in this country. Right. You got Senator Joe Manchin is probably the only guy standing in front of the blow up of the filibuster and a simple majority in the Senate. And you got Senator Capito, who is the representing the Republicans with the Democratic president right now when it comes to at least $1 trillion. And if he has his druthers, $2.3 trillion infrastructure package.
Right.
Is that good for this state? Have you communicated with your senators?
Oh, over and over and over. You know, it surely is good for our state. You know, and I hope and pray that Joe stands strong on the filibuster. I mean, it could absolutely dismantle America in every way that we know it today. And we've seen what the far left does, and nobody could be pleased with that, except maybe the far left. And from the standpoint of what Shelley's doing and everything, from the, you know, meeting with our president and trying to work out something, some level of common ground that makes sense, to where we don't have pet projects being thrown money at pet projects and on, and we put real money into real infrastructure, sure, it makes a big difference to see West Virginia senators on the front lines as important people that are really trying to get it done. Yeah, sure, it makes a big difference.
I know you and Senator Manchin kind of have butted heads sometimes. Are you convinced that he will stand his grounds on big votes?
Well, I want to say this. You know, we've butted heads from time to time, but really and truly, Senator Manchin he's a professional at what he does and everything, and I don't mean that in a bad way and everything. And I hope and pray that Joe will stand his ground. You know, there's times that I've been really disappointed. I mean, you know, I thought he would stand his ground on impeachment for President Trump, and he didn't. You know, from the standpoint of the vote that could come on filibuster, I surely hope and pray he'll stand his ground.
What about infrastructure? They're talking about doing it through just a party line vote. If they don't have right now, they don't have his vote. Are you convinced they won't have his vote?
I really believe that Joe has stood his ground at some times, and Senator Manchin, you know, in regard to the infrastructure, has been pretty dogmatic about the fact that they do not have his vote. And I really believe on infrastructure they don't have his vote.
Because of tax increases?
Because of tax increases, because of a lot of the pet projects that are going on, trying to fund everything coming or going. You know, too much universal stuff. You know, I believe they do have his, they do not have his vote, rather.
Senator Capito, do you worry about her getting rolled by the president?
No, I don't. No. No, I always refer, you know, I mean, these are friends, you know, Shelley and Joe both. And I can tell you that Shelley's dad was our governor, and my dad and Shelley's dad were really close. They were very, very close. And Shelley's dad was a taskmaster. And so I don't know. I don't think Shelley's going to get woed by anybody.
Lastly, the employment process, the supplemental.
Right.
There's over 20 governors, including you, have cut out the supplemental. Democrats say that's heartless. You used to be a Democrat. Why are you doing it?
Well, first of all, you know, I have to tell you this. You know, we're all entitled to one brain fart through our life. And me running as a Democrat was my brain fart. Okay.
You won.
I know. But winning is secondary a lot of times to a few things. But as far as principles. But from the standpoint of being heartless, anybody in the world that would know me would know that I've got a heart as big as Texas and then some. And I love people and I want just good things for people. But in this situation today, our small businesses need our people to be back to work. And this business of people just laying back and everything and getting a government check and everything when they're very willing and able to get back to work, they need to get back to work. And so that's why we've decided to do
what we're doing. Feel that way. How do you feel about these Anthony Fauci emails?
I'm sorry, one
the Anthony Fauci emails that expose the fact that we were somewhat invested in the Wuhan lab. He was against the cloth masks don't work. He
right.
did work behind the scenes in a few deceptive ways.
Well, Dr. Fauci, let me just say this. You know, I don't know how you could look at a camera and say one thing now when you know you've looked at a camera 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, and said something completely the opposite. And he's done that with a clear face. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how in the world you do
without
it.
Without acknowledging that you said something totally
Amen.
Different.
Amen. That's exactly right. If I had made a mistake, I would acknowledge the mistake before I ever said something again. I don't know how in the world you look at the camera today and say it's a 7 today when you called it a 38 before and everything. I don't know how you do that and everything. And I do not know how in the world we can continue to put credibility in somebody that doesn't acknowledge their mistake before. I don't know how you could do that.
And lastly, you and President Trump are peers. You both have very successful business people before you even thought about politics. You're much more experienced at that. You talk to him all the time. Yeah. Would you like to see him back in the fray?
I would. I would in a lot of different ways. You know, I know he's going through some tough times now and you know, and everything, but you know, he really and truly did a lot of great stuff for this country. I mean, and the greatest is our vaccine. I mean, millions could have been dead right now and everything. He pushed it and he did exactly what we have to do as business people a lot of times. And that is say, okay, we need to put X number of dollars, put it in. And he made decisions and everything, made a lot of great decisions for this country. And a lot of people just continue to kick him. And that's not fair.
Do you think he has the mindset to put 2020 behind him and talk about 2022 and 2024?
Well, I don't know about that because really, I refer to him as Mr. President, but at the same time, I refer to him as Donald. And I know his family and I know his family really well. The one thing that they miss a lot of times about Donald Trump is how much he cares. You know, really, he's a tough guy and he has this facade about him and everything to where he doesn't want to show that, but he really cares. You know, but at the same time, I guess we all have faults and it may be tough. It may be tough to forget the past and move forward.
Will he listen to you if you tell him to?
Well, I think so. You know, we're very close and, you know, I just got through talking with him a couple of hours ago and everything. And he's doing great. But at the same time, you know, he's his own man. You know, and we're blessed. We were blessed to have a president that would stand up and not try to do every political thing coming or going. But you know, he's got a lot of pride, and he was really hurt, really, really hurt by what happened and everything. And so nevertheless, I hope and pray he'll get by that.
Not yet. Governor, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Brian,
this is great.
You.
Governor Jim Justice, it was great spending time with him. He owns, you know, so much, but he bought this facility. It's hard to explain what it is. It's been around since 1830. It's really thrived since 1920, and then it was having in dire straits in 2009. And he went and bought it for about $20 million. And he revitalized it to the point where it brought back all the history. Sam Snead was the golf pro there. You know, Bing Crosby frequented there. Lou Gehrig is there with pictures of him on the wall in 1932 golfing there. But the real story was, in the back, they were digging a bomb shelter, saying they're just expanding the resort. Greenbrier was actually building a whole city below, where they would have 400 congressmen and 100 senators and some staffers, and they'd have enough food for 60 days should there be a nuclear attack during the Cold War. And guess what happened 2 weeks after they finished it? The Cuban Missile Crisis. So that story is going to be told in What Made America Great. It's going to be seen on a special in a couple of weeks, but Jim Justice gave us that time right afterwards. When we come back, Chris Wallace gives us quality time, and he talks about his big interview with a fellow West Virginian, Joe Manchin.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind, plus Every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter, called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. With the average price for used car prices surpassing 25 grand for the first time, there's still ways to snag a good deal, as experts tell MarketWatch. Some strategies to consider: be reasonably impulsive, but not too slow. You'll need to throw out the old shopping around theory. You'll need to act quickly if you want your model of choice in your price range. Just how quickly that happens depends on inventory turnover levels in your area. And speaking of area, it may be worthwhile to expand your car dealership's search radius, which might increase your chances of finding and getting the car you want. And keep track of average prices for vehicles you're considering to make sure a dealer is offering you the right market price. Many used luxury sedans have come down in price since the beginning of the year and are languishing on dealer lots, which creates negotiation opportunities. And compromise on features. Now's not the time to be too fussy. Model type, age, and price are more important than the color of the vehicle. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Thank you.
you listen, the more you'll know.
It's Brian Kilmeade. The Brian Kilmeade Show welcomes back to the air after a gratuitous hiatus.
The esteemed.
Who's the king?
The humble.
Somebody's going to be listening for the first time. They're going to think I'm an egomaniac, and I'm not.
Right. You don't want people to know that. Now, I know you usually go on vacation Monday and Tuesday.
The decorated host of Fox News Sunday, returning from a long vacation.
Vacation is called a weekend. You usually go on vacation on Saturday and Sunday.
I'm working this Saturday.
Chris Wallace.
Chris, welcome back from your vacation.
A vacation. It's called Memorial Day. I don't understand this. I take 1 week off and you guys are I mean,
you've gone a long time. I just went, how are you?
Did you do your show yesterday?
I was working, though.
I asked a simple question and I didn't get a response. What do you call the show now? Brian Kilmeade, Intergalactic Leader. What is the show called?
The Brian Kilmeade Show. I was unable to do because I did Fox and Friends, but then I flew to West Virginia to the Greenbrier to do a special that's going to air on the channel for What Made America Great and on Fox Nation. So I can't say I didn't work, but it did kill me not to do the show yesterday.
Yes,
one day.
Because we lost our opportunity with our normal Thursday date. I showed up. I called in. I'm sitting around. Nobody talks to me. It was very hurtful.
Well, we're back here today. You're back from your long hiatus, and now we're ready to go.
I took Memorial Day weekend. Incidentally, speaking of which, I flew up to your neck of the woods, Long Island, to visit my children and my grandchildren, and it was the worst weekend ever. I mean, the weather was horrendous. It was cold, it was rainy, it was windy, and I had to pay for the privilege.
And did you have a good time with your family, at least?
I had a great time with my family, and so that, therefore, it was okay. But nevertheless.
Are you, let me ask you this. How young are your grandkids?
These are my oldest. I have 7 grandchildren.
Wow.
One more on the way, and they range in age from 10 months to 15 years. These were the oldest ones. They're 15, 13, and, you know, when you get a lot of kids, you can't remember. I don't know if he's 11 or 12, James Wallace.
So how many, I know you have them on every year. How many have shown an interest in doing what your dad did and what you're doing now, journalism, being on television, radio, writing?
There are two that none of them specifically, but there are two of them that I think might conceivably. And here's the question I have: we'll pass these jobs on to our kids. You know, it's like a monarchy or an aristocracy. will your kid have my grandkid on?
Yes, absolutely. They'd be obligated. But you know, who asks you the most questions? Like when you come in, are they saying, "Well, I saw your show last week"? Do they have questions for you, or they just look at you as their grandfather?
No, they just look at me as a grandfather. And as you will find someday when you have grandchildren, I hope not too, because your kids are young, so I hope not too soon, they will have some name for you. I am Bomb Bomb, B-O-M-B-O-M, Bomb Bomb. And they all say, "Hey, Bomb Bomb," and they ask me things. And one of them in particular seems to like me. The other two don't seem to give me the time of day. And he would come over. We were staying at a hotel right across this, close to where my kids live, and he would come over and have breakfast with Lorraine and me every day, and the three of us would have a good time.
That's great. It's just an interesting relationship because I think at one point they got to go, wait a second, what did your their great grandfather do? What are you doing every Sunday? They'll realize the significance of the Wallace family, and I'm wondering if any of them have the passion to work 100 hours a week and do what you and your dad did.
100 hours a week? I'm on 1 hour a week. You work 100 hours a week.
But you did for a long time.
They're gonna
show up for the job, and you just read the prompter. But that wasn't always the case.
They say, "Your question, sir," and they hand it to me. Oh, I mean, this is the greatest gig in television.
But for the longest time, you were working how many hours when you were Washington correspondent?
Oh, you know, a lot. I used to work for a living.
Right. But you know, I kid you, but I know how much work you put in. Each question has to have impact, and you're the only one on Sunday, so actually making news because you try to get the inverse of whatever they think, as opposed to getting people on that agree with you.
So let's talk about something. Yeah. Are you aware of the controversy?
I am.
Going on
Eric
right
just
now?
Told me. So for people to know, Mediaite is a media website, and I guess they picked up this story. It's trending number one. And Jake Tapper came out with a story. They asked him, who are you going to book? And he said, basically, tell me if I paraphrase this correct, I will not book any Republican that subscribes to the big lie about the election being rigged. And you don't feel that way. And you feel differently. And you guys are going back and forth through a surrogate.
Well, not through a surrogate. We're not having a child together. But, no, I mean, Politico sent me and they said, he has this policy. What's your policy? And I said, I don't think moral posturing goes with news gathering. I mean, you're automatically going to cut yourself off from Kevin McCarthy and Elise Stefanik. And then somebody else is saying, well, before you ask them any question, you have to ask them about the, quote, the big lie. Now, do I think that the election was stolen? No. Do I think that Joe Biden won it fair and square? Yes. But do I think that you would boycott anybody who has that position? No, because there's a lot to talk to them about, that and other issues. I mean, you're going to sit there as a reporter and say, I'm not going to deign to speak to the House Republican leader? I think that's silly.
Well, here's an example. If you're, for example, lean right for a living, you might not be enraptured by the thought of talking to somebody who believes that Russia gave the election to Donald Trump, which was pushed forward for the last, for about 2.5 of his 4 years. So
That's a very good pushback. I mean, it's absolutely right. There were a lot of people who pushed that theory, and I'm not in the position of boycotting people. I'll ask them about it if I think that's the most important question. But I'm not going to sit there and say, well, they're beneath my moral standards.
Right.
I'm a news reporter. I cover the news.
Absolutely. So I want to bring you to something. I predicted this, and this is one of the things I really respect about myself.
I'm glad.
Right, and there's a lot. But I thought that an infrastructure had a potential deal. As soon as I believed that the president did not have the votes and how much he was spending, it looks as though they're getting closer and closer to an actual deal in between the president and Congress on infrastructure. It looks as though the president's come down to $1 trillion. He met with the West Virginia Senator Capito. She basically offered $930 billion. The president has come off, I think, the corporate tax reduction. And I think we're getting close. And am I wrong in thinking we're in the back stretch? I don't have all the details. There's going to be another meeting today. But what do you think, Chris?
Respectfully, you always be nervous when somebody says respectfully. I disagree. I think that they're further from a deal, much further from a deal than that. They have come somewhat closer together, but a lot of it gets very fuzzy because the question is new money. So yes, the Republicans have come up to $1 trillion, but they only about $250 billion of that is new money. The other $750 was stuff that was already in the pipeline. That Biden wants $1 trillion in new spending. So they're pretty far apart on that. And while Biden has come off the idea of raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, he wants a new corporate tax, a minimum tax of 15% for these big companies like Amazon that are somehow able to not pay any taxes at all. And I think Republicans are going to probably view that as still it's a tax increase and we're not for tax increases. So to me, unless they make a lot of progress today, I think this whole thing falls apart next week.
Here's what Joe Manchin, who's going to be your guest, by the way, great guest, your guest on Sunday. Here's what he said yesterday, cut 34.
We have a golden opportunity now with the new infrastructure bill coming, that energy is going to play such an important part, and how we can compete, not compete, but basically how we can lead in the world in a clean energy transformation. It's really what it's all about. And we have the technology. I have said this before. You cannot eliminate your way to a cleaner climate. You can innovate your way, but not eliminate your way. It's just what it is.
So I like the minimum tax. I think that plays right to the Republican strength because corporate America is not in love with the Republicans. This is about America being competitive with other countries. And if you tell Amazon to pay more, no Republican is going to shed a tear. But I get the sense that Manchin's made it clear, because President brought it up on Sunday, that he's not going to budge off the corporate rate. He says he'll at 28%, and he wants to see some buy-in from Democrats. And I think Kyrsten Sinema the same way. So he doesn't really have the votes. That's why I'm optimistic. Final thought on this, because I have one more topic to get up with you.
I would like to be wrong. I would love to see a bipartisan agreement. I think it would be good for the country. I think it would be good politics for both sides, instead of obstruction, that they're going to actually work together and get something done when we talk next week. If you're working on Thursday, I will be here. I bet the deal will be dead, but we'll see. And mark that tape.
So we have the other big story, which the revelations of the Anthony Fauci emails. They talked about, you know, some of the decision making that was going on behind the scenes. Some of the redactions are intriguing, as some of the verbiage, and some of his backtracking is also fascinating, because he's been so lauded unjustifiably, in my view. And what was really stands out for me is I read Josh Rogan's book at the Washington Post, and he was so frustrated that nobody's asking questions about the origin of this virus. And my goodness, Chris, I don't have to tell you, he doesn't lean right, but I don't think he's playing politics at all. He actually gives Trump a fair shake in this. He thought he was writing one book, which is about Trump administration in China, then the pandemic hit. Listen to his frustration on April when he was talking to us.
I don't know why the media seems so uninterested in solving this pandemic. I can't figure that out. It boggles my mind, okay? My working theory is that they don't want to admit that they were wrong. You know, that if you are getting attacked and oh, well, don't you want to, you know, your instinct is to say, oh, well, I tweeted something in March 2020 and I don't want to go back on that because I'm going to get dunked on by whoever. But what I'm saying is that's not important. Nobody should care about that. I don't care what you tweeted, Brian, in March 2020.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you what I tweeted in March 2020, because it's April 2021 and we got to look into lab. We got to figure this out. It's a matter of our public health.
So now the questions about the origin of the virus are front and center, and I believe other outlets are forced to tackle this, however gingerly. Where do you stand, Chris?
I actually agree with everything he said. You know, if you were wrong in 2020, so what? I was talking about moral posturing by reporters. I think protecting your own image. I mean, we're supposed to be doing the best, level best we can in a search for the truth. And if, you know, there's a correction part to any newspaper. If you make a mistake, you correct it and you go forward. Your commitment is to the truth, not to self-preservation. I agree. We need to find out the – and we don't know. I mean, you know, for all this talk about the lab, it may not be the lab. It may be naturally occurring. But we need to, you know, follow the investigation wherever the chips fall. And I certainly agree that some in the media and some in politics, when Donald Trump was blaming it on China and suggesting that this wasn't just a naturally occurring thing, I think there was a knee-jerk reaction by some people to say, well, if Trump says it, it must be wrong. That's just as wrong as saying when Trump says it, it must be right. You know, let's stop the politics. Let's just try to find the truth. Let's follow the science wherever it goes.
Right. And that Vanity Fair article is very telling. And Nicholas Wade's article, I thought, was very intriguing. It's very interesting stories going on behind the scenes. And I just cannot believe Dr. Fauci is going to go over the going through the Governor Cuomo error of writing a book about a pandemic before it's over. I'm not sure that book is ever going to see the light of day, especially with the heat he's under right now. Final thought on that?
I have a book coming out in September called Countdown Bin Laden, which it does for the hunt for Bin Laden what I did for the atom bomb in 1945. Incidentally, we have a paperback on Countdown 1945. I commend it to anybody who hasn't read it. It's a great Father's Day gift. It's a really good read.
I agree. I've read it, and I cannot wait for that September book, just like you can't wait for my November book that comes out with President and the Freedom Fighter, which I would not be surprised. I don't have confirmation yet if I am the power player. Talking about that very book. I would not be surprised. I'm not saying I'm expecting it, but I would not be surprised.
So tell me what this book is again.
President the Freedom Fighter, How Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass Wartime Relationship Helped Save America's Soul.
That sounds like a great book.
I think you like it. I really do.
I look forward to reading it. Are you going to send me a free copy?
Yes, of course. And I'm going to sign it, too.
Okay.
And I'll get mine of yours before September, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. And if you make me a power player on your program, I'm... Goodbye.
You almost committed. Almost. Thank you, Chris Wallace. I'm going to watch you on Sunday amongst your guests.
Thank you.
Joe Manchin.
Well, and also, Donald Trump is speaking. He's speaking to a rally on Saturday night. We'll have that, and we'll have Corey Lewandowski, who's the head of the Trump Super PAC. So the latest on him as well.
Yes, my hope is Donald Trump talks 2022 and not 2020. We'll see. Chris Wallace, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Back in a moment.
One of the most popular talk show hosts in the country because, darn it, people like him.
Why do I go on the Brian Kilmeade show? Because, I mean, compared to Rachel Maddow, you're terrific.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's POWER to 321321.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
You're interested in it?
Brian's talking about it.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You say it's in China's interest, though. Would you agree, though, Dr. Fauci, it is in their interest to hide it if there was a lab leak or worse, if they were designing something in their lab so that the world, that America didn't know that it came out of their own lab? Wouldn't they want to conceal that?
You know, Willie, I don't want to be speculating on that because every time I say something like that, you know it as well as I. It will get completely taken out of context and go into the Twitter world like crazy. So, I mean, I'm going to leave that to other people and not surmise and guess whose interest it is. It's not helpful.
Really? Not helpful. So he would not answer the question because Willie Geist, who is, by the way, really good friends with Tucker. He used to work with Tucker on his show on MSNBC. Tucker ran that last night. I saw it on his show. And he basically said, I can't avoid this question. You keep pretending as if China wants to be accountable. They don't want to be accountable. They don't want the answer. They're not us. How could you, at 80-something years old, who lives in Washington, D.C., not understand the nature of this regime, who has got about a million Muslims in a concentration camp? Do you think they care about people? Incredible. Listen to what he says our advice should be when it comes to handling China and getting answers. Cut one.
I mean, obviously you want openness and cooperation. One of the ways you can get it is don't be accusatory. I think the accusatory part about it is only going to get them to pull back even more.
Exactly. Hey, President Xi, nice outfit. I love your sneakers, especially love that gut of yours. Isn't it great? Isn't it a beautiful day out? By the way, how did the pandemic start that killed 600,000 Americans and 1 million around the world? Why are you the first economy that got built up after this pandemic, and why are you benefiting from it? Why are you moving in and out of Afghanistan on rare earth and stealing most of our intellectual property? But just say it in a nice way. That's the way you do it. In Anthony Fauci's world is a world I don't subscribe to. Go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. You will not regret it. Don't move.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text RADIO to 64000 to start learning a new language today. That's RADIO to 64000. R-A-D-I-O to 64000.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.